We've had a change in the starting lineup from what we originally received, but here's the starting lineup now for the New York Yankees. Leading off and playing left field is Mickey Mantle. Mantle in left field. Bobby Richardson at second base. Richardson at second. Roger Maris in right field. Maris in right. Joe Pepitone at first base. Pepitone at first. Tony Kubek will be at shortstop. Kubek at short. Tom Tresh in center field. Tresh in center. Pete Boyer at third base. Boyer at third. John Blanchard will do the catching. Blanchard the catcher. And Mel Stottlemyre will be on the mound. Stottlemyre will do the pitching. Now let's take a look at the starting lineup here for Houston. Joe Morgan at second base. Morgan at second. Al Spangler left field. Spangler in left. Rusty Staub in right field. Staub in right. Walt Bond, first base. Bond at first. Bob Aspromonte will be at third base. Aspromonte at third. Jim Wynn in center field. Wynn in center. Bob Lillis at shortstop. Lillis at short. Ron Brand, the catcher. Brand catching. And Kirk Farrell, the right-hander, will be on the mound. Farrell, a right-hander. So the Yankee lineup again. Mantle in left. Richardson at second base. Maris in right. Pepitone on first. Kubek at short. Tresh in center field. Boyer at third. Blanchard catching. And Stottlemyre, the pitcher. And for Houston Morgan at second. Spangler left. Staub right field. Bond first base. Aspromonte third. Wynn center field. Lillis at short. Brand the catcher. And Farrell the pitcher. Governor John Connally of Texas now is all set to fire off the first baseball on the first base side. And he throws it to catcher Ron Brand. And Ron now is bringing it back up to the box seat and handing it to the governor. And Warren Giles of the National League is also down there. So John Connally has thrown out the first ball here. Governor Connally now is given the ball to Warren Giles, and he evidently asked him to autograph it and said, Warren, my name's already on there. So we're just about all set to play ball now. Astros are taking their warm-up throws down the right side. And the two managers are getting together in home plate. You know, Lowell, this is the homecoming for number 21 down there, Johnny Keene. And he is going over the ground rules now with skipper of the Houston Astros, Lou Maniera. This evening's broadcast is authorized by the Houston Astros Baseball Club to be used only for the entertainment of our listening audience. Any other use of the descriptions and accounts of this play-by-play broadcast without written permission of the Houston National League Baseball Club is prohibited. And there go the Astros, out on the field. Spangler to left, Wynn to center, Staub to right. Aspromonte to third, Lillis to short, Morgan to second base, Bond to first, and Brand to catcher. Photographer's getting a few shots of the umpires and the managers down at home plate. Mel Steiner of the National League will be umpiring at the plate. Larry Knapp of the American League at first. Dan Landis of the National League at second. And Al Salerno of the American League will be at third. Temperature 72 degrees. Wind is calm. Sky is clear. As Kirk Farrell takes his warm-up throws with catcher Ron Brand. We were a little bit early getting on tonight to cover the pregame ceremonies here. And I neglected to mention it, but we do have our usual crew here tonight. Lowell Pass, Harry Callis, our producer Bob Boyne, and engineer Bob Green. Want to send out a few extra thanks to Mr. Bob Green, who has been practically living here for the past 2 days after we got back into Florida to get our setup all ready to go for the 1965 season. And I know that you can tell already that he has done his usual magnificent job. The lead batter for the New York Yankees is going to be Mickey Mantle. Now, I might say that Mantle is being bothered by that hamstring muscle in his right leg again. And I don't think that we'll see too much of Mickey tonight. But he will make what I believe will be a token appearance, and I assume that's the reason that Johnny Keene has moved into the leadoff spot so that he can get a bat in the first inning. I'm just strictly speculating now. But I doubt that Mantle will play too much tonight. He was not originally in the lineup, but Johnny Keene shifted his lineup around and has moved Mantle to the leadoff spot, a spot, of course, that he normally will not occupy during the season. But Mickey will get his swings here to get the ball game underway at least, and then He has been bothered by that bad leg, and I assume will be taken out. Elston Howard will also miss tonight's game. As I mentioned, Mantle has the hamstring muscle pull, and Howard has injured his arm during an exhibition game in Puerto Rico a few days ago. So the catching duties tonight for the Yankees will be handled by John Blanchard. The Astros will come in tonight with a spring exhibition record of 12 wins and 8 defeats, and 5 more games remain on the schedule. We will give you the play-by-play story of all 5, of course, with 2 tomorrow, the Orioles tomorrow afternoon, and the Yankees tomorrow night. The Thursday umpire, Al Salerno, as they broke up the conference at the plate, started to cut in front of Farrell's fastball, and he quickly stopped. No damage done. Well, we're all set to play ball, and here's Mickey Mantle. Mantle, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against Kirk Farrell. Mantle is hitting .324 this spring with 2 homers and 4 runs batted in. He has 1 double. Mel Steiner working the plate. Farrell all set to throw the first pitch. And here's the windup in the first pitch of the ball game, and it's a ball low and outside. And the first ball is being taken to Warren Giles, president of the National League. Steiner called time. Ron Brand trotted over to the box seats on the right side to present the National League correctly the ball. So the first one thrown here in actual competition, although an exhibition game, has been given to Warren Giles. 1 ball and no strikes on Mickey Mantle. And here's the pitch now by Farrell. Ground ball, base hit up the middle. Jimmy Wendt comes in to make the pickup, and Mantle just does get down to first base. You can see that he has an ailing leg. He trotted down, and there's the first hit of the ball game on the second pitch. So Mantle has singled, and that will bring up the second baseman for New York, Bobby Richardson. Richardson, a right-handed batter, hitting .229. He has 5 runs batted in and 4 doubles. Al Spangler in left. Jim Wynn in center. Rusty Staub in right. Bob Aspermonte at third. Bob Lillis at short. Joe Morgan, second base. Walpond at first. Ron Brand, the catcher. Farrell ready now. Watches Mantle on first base. Here's the pitch on the way, and it's low ball. 1 ball and no strike. Mantle on with a base hit. Frankie Crosetti coaching down on third for the Bombers. Vern Benson coaching over on first for New York. No score. We've just got it. Mantle on with a base hit. 1 ball, no strikes. Start of a go by Richardson. Held and it's in there for a strike. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Roger Maris has moved to the on-deck circle off the left side. The Yankees occupying the third base dugout here at the Astrodome. Kirk ready again now. Not too big a lead by Mantle on first base. The pitch to Richardson. Ground ball to the shortstop. Lillis goes to second. Out there. Throw to first. No double play. Ball was just not hit hard enough for the double play. Lillis fielded it just off the infield grass. Went to Joe Morgan for the force on Mantle. And the relay to first base to Walpond was not in time, and Richardson safe over there. Here now is Roger Maris, the New York right fielder. Down the foul lines here at the Astrodome, it's 340 feet. 340 to right, 340 to left, 406 feet to center field, and 390 to right center and left center field. Richardson takes his lead, and Maris takes a high outside fastball, and it's ball one. Kirk has not had a good spring. He worked 13 innings up to this point and has allowed 19 hits. And his earned run average is 5.54. Kirk has struck out only one batter this spring and has given up 2 bases on ball. Pitch on the way to Maris. Big swing and a miss. And it's 1 ball, 1 strike. Just a magnificent sight here tonight. We may have close to 50,000 people here tonight. I see an awfully lot of standing room occupied in center field. Stretch again by Farrell now. Richardson takes the big lead, and Maris checks the swing just in time. A high inside fastball. He started to go, but held up on it. And it's 2 balls and 1 strike. 2-1 count. Maris is hitting .243 this spring. He has hit 2 homers and driven in 8 runs. He has come up with 3 doubles. Richardson edges away from Walpond. Here's the pitch into Maris, and it's a little bit low and outside. So the count goes to 3 balls and 1 strike. A lead single by Mickey Mantle. And Mantle was erased on a ground ball to short to Lillis as Richardson hit into the force play at second base. 1 out. And Joe Pepitone will be up next. Top half of the first inning. Here's a 3-1 pitch to Maris. He walked him outside ball 4. So the Yankees have put 2 on. Richardson moves up to second. Roger Maris takes over first. And now the colorful first baseman for the Yankees, Joe Pepitone, steps in. Pepitone is hitting 209. Two homers and 13 runs batted in.
Take of compassion, the first baseman, you talked about Stewart with no shrinking violence. This fellow, very similar, Gene?
Very similar, Lowell. He plays a better first base, though.
Oh!
Pepitone, a real good ball player, and will be for some time to come for the Yankees. Runners on first and second base. Richardson on second, Maris on first. Outfield is playing Pepitone pretty well straight away. Arms down by Farrell now. Here's the pitch on the way, and a fly ball left field. Al Spangler coming on for this one now. He's there, and he has got it, and there are two guys. So Pepitone on the first pitch lifts a high fly, and that's too deep left field to Spangler. As Richardson moves back to second, Maris back to first, and that will bring up Tony Kubek. Kubek is hitting 283. Left-handed batter. Two on, two out. Top of the first inning. Farrell against Mel Stottlemyre will be working for the New York Yankees tonight. Kirk takes his time now up on the rubber. Checks Richardson on second base, and the first pitch in is a strike up around the letters. Strike one. You know, I think, one of the interesting... Look at all the players down at the dugout up on the rim taking this side in here tonight. They're not even back in the dugout bench. They want to get as close as possible. Here's the pitch on the way now. Fly ball, left center field. Jimmy Wynn and Spangler there. Wynn makes the call. Got it. He's out of the way. Kubek flies to left center field and Jimmy Wynn. Top of the first inning. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two men were left on base. Top of the first, the Yankees nothing. And the Houston Astros are coming to bat. Right-hander Mel Stottlemyre taking his loosening up throws out of the mound as we swing into the bottom half of the first inning, no score. Johnny Blanchard shoots it down to the second baseman, Bobby Richardson. And the lead batter for the Astros is second baseman, Joe Morgan. He'll be followed by Al Spangler and Rusty Staub. Here's little Joe. He's batting 163 this spring, one run batted in, one double. Joe has played a tremendous defensive second base and has not been hitting the ball as badly as his average indicates. Stottlemyre takes his time now and checks his defense. Third baseman, Cleet Boyer, in on the grass. And here's the windup and the first pitch by Stottlemyre. Ground ball right side. Bobby Richardson there for it. On over to Pepitone, one down. So Morgan hits the first ball pitch and bounces out second to first. That'll bring up Al Spangler. Stottlemyre has pitched 32 innings for the Yankees this spring and has given up 29 hits. And he evidently is picking up here this spring where he left off last year at the World Series. His ERA, 1.97. Stottlemyre. Here's Al. He's hitting 304. Spangler, left-handed batter. One run batted in this spring, four doubles. Al has had a real good spring. Stottlemyre's first pitch, low outside, gets away from Blanchard, ball one. Jimmy Adair, coaching at first. Those of you fans who will be watching our ball club in action in person this year, Jimmy Adair is wearing number 3 this year. Jimmy changes his number every season. And Jim Busby on third. Ball is low. Ball 2, no strikes on Spangler. One out, nobody on base. Bottom of the first. Stottlemyre, in 32 innings this spring, has struck out 21. So he has that pitch going for him. He's given up only 6 bases on ball. Now, base hit, I believe. No. Tom Trace is back. He got it. Sounded good. But carried right into Trace's hands in left center field. Two out now. That'll bring up Rusty Staub. Rusty is, after a very bad start this spring, the last couple weeks has been looking real fine. Rusty's gotten his timing back. And just about everything he's been hitting the past couple of weeks has been on the line. 280 batting average. First pitch, low ball one. Rusty has hit 2 homers, 8 RBIs, and has 2 doubles. 2 out, nobody on base. Bottom of the first, no score. Morgan has bounced out. Spangler's line to Trace in center field. Ball, a little bit outside at the knees. Ball 2, no strikes. Mickey Mantle left field. Tom Trace center. Roger Maris in right field. Cleet Boyer on third. Tony Kubek at short. Bobby Richardson second base. Joe Pepitone on first. Stottlemyre rocks back now. Here's the pitch on the way to Rusty. Swinging a miss. He took a dandy cut on that one. 2 balls, 1 strike. President Johnson has just arrived in President Judge Hoffine's box, high over the stands in right center field. President Johnson has just arrived, and he is in the box up there now. Two outs, nobody on. Here's the windup and the pitch to Staub. Rusty hits one, high, deep into right center field. It'll be caught. Tracy's over, and the right fielder, Roger Maris, steps in front of him to make the catch on the edge of the warning track to retire the side. Three up and three down, no runs, no hits. No errors, and nobody left on base. And at the end of the first inning of play, New York up. Just announcing on the PA that the president has arrived here at the stadium tonight. Center fielder Tom Tresh will lead off for New York now as we move into the top half of the second inning. And they have just flashed a picture of the president on the screen in center field and up on the message board now. Welcome, Mr. President. Tresh will be followed by Boyer and Blanchard. The ball game has been held up now, and almost all the fans here, I would say all of them, looking in the direction of the president in the box, high over the right center field stand, and giving him an ovation. Most of the fans here giving him a standing ovation. Here's Tom Tresh now, center fielder, left-handed batter for New York. I'll feel pretty well straight away. Here's the windup by Farrell and the pitch. Tresh was going to bunt that ball, and he took it low and outside, ball one, 1-0. Kurt, 30-year-old right-hander, stands 6'4", weighs 220 pounds. Kurt trying to get back in the groove after a rough spring. And all set again now. Here's the pitch on the way to Tresh. Swinging a fastball up around the letters, and he misses. And it's one ball, one strike. We'll have some scores for you a little bit later on. There's a night game going on tonight, exhibition game, and there are some afternoon finals, which we'll report to you. There's a change of the slip pitch. The Farrell gave in too high to Tresh. And the count moves out to two balls, one strike. First of the second inning, no score. Yankees and the Astros, Farrell against Stottlemyre. Cleet Boyer in the on-deck circle off the left side. The pitch to Tresh, line drive left field. Spangler over for this one now. Al on the run, he's got it, and he's one down. Tresh is line to left field. That'll bring up Cleet Boyer. All of us here in the broadcasting booth tonight would like to send out a special hello to King Cole, who was a uncle of Betty Robinson, who is the wife of Betty Robinson, our farm director with the Astros. King is in Herman Hospital now. He's a real good Astros baseball fan and been making plans to get out to see the opener, but couldn't make it tonight and is looking forward to getting out real soon. So a special hello to King Cole from all of us here in our broadcast booth tonight. Ball, it's low. Boyer the batter, one out, and John Blanchard, the catcher, will be up next. Ground ball right by Farrell, and in the center field for a base hit. Willis over, couldn't get it. And the big turn on first by Boyer, and Wynn's throw goes back in. A little Joe Morgan out by second base. A Boyer has bounced the second hit of the ball game, a hopper through the box. It bounced right by Farrell's pitching hand in the center field. Matt will open the ball game with a base hit, and now Boyer single. One out, Boyer on first. Here's the catcher, John Blanchard, hitting 189. One homer and four RBIs. He has one double. John Blanchard, utility man deluxe for the Yankees, is working the plate tonight. Boyer takes a very short lead off first base. Farrell's pitch, fly ball, center field. Jimmy Wynn coming on fast for this one now. Slows up and makes the play on that one, and they're two down. Blanchard lost a lazy fly ball to center field to Jimmy Wynn, and that will bring up the pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. No score, top of the second. Two out now with Boyer on first base.
Those of you who
are not too familiar with the Dome Stadium here, it's 208 feet from second base to the top of the dome.
208 feet there. Here's the stretch down, the pitch on the way. Foul, that's up into seat.
There's the first souvenir for somebody. The first souvenir that has been hit into the stands. And it's one strike on Stottlemyre. Boyer hanging close to Bond on first base, waiting for Farrell to get set. Arms down again by Turk. Here's the pitch now. There's a fly ball. Shallow center field. Lillis going out. Morgan going out. Wynn makes the call. Jim's there. Jim's got it. Retire the side.
No runs and one hit. No errors. And one man left on base. We go to the bottom half of the second inning here at the Astrodome.
There's no score. New York nothing and Houston nothing. Bottom half of the second inning, and Walt Bond will lead off. He'll be followed by Bob Astromonte and Jim Wynn.
Valley Astrodome has quite a few distinctive features, of course.
One of them is the pretty close to the tallest foul poles in the business anyway.
They go way up in the air above the ninth level.
KRLD, AM and FM, Dallas.
Guys in one double.
Walled off to a slow start this spring. Sottlemeyer's pitch.
There's a tap off the right side. Pepitone fields and touches the bag just in front of Bond. Sottlemeyer was over to cover, but Pepitone, seeing that he had no chance to hand the ball to Sottlemeyer, made the play himself. Bond topped that ball, a roller toward first base, and is out unassisted by the first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Here's Astro. Astromonte hitting .277. Two homers and 13 runs batted in. Astro has hit four doubles. No score. Bottom of inning number two. Outfield deepens up and swings around the left side. I know all the fans are anxious to see someone hit a home run here tonight so they can see that scoreboard go off.
There's the ball low and outside. Ball one.
One out. Bond has rolled to first. Sottlemeyer is still a youngster. He's only 23 years old, and as most of you fans know,
was a great aid to the Yankees at the tail end of last year.
Very high fly ball. That's way up in the air. Left center field. Tom Trice making the call on it. Coming in from center field. Astromonte has been retired. Two down. Here's Jimmy Wynn. Wynn has had an exciting spring. Has done a tremendous job defensively for Houston. And on the batting side, comes in here tonight with a .250 average.
Jim has hit two homers. He has four runs batted in, four doubles and two triples.
And Sottlemeyer's first pitch, strike. He
stuck that bat up, pulled it back, but evidently Mel Steiner, the plate umpire, said it was in there anyway. Strike one.
Sottlemeyer stands 6'2 and weighs 175 pounds. He's a native of Hazleton, Missouri, but he makes his home now in Madison, Washington.
He has pitched in the major leagues less than a year.
Jim fouls one.
That is headed just under the press level, or the second seating level, the mezzanine seat. And another souvenir here at the Astrodome tonight. Two strikes on Jimmy Wynn. Two outs, nobody on base. Sottlemeyer started the season with Richmond in the International League last year, where he won 13 games and lost three. And after being called up by New York,
helped them to win the American League pennant by winning nine games while losing only three. The pitch to Wynn.
Fastball, but it's a little bit low outside. And it's one ball, two strikes.
Two outs. Bond is rolled out, and Astromonte is fly to center.
No score. Yankees nothing, Astros nothing. Bottom half of the second inning. Wynn swings, and he misses, and he struck him out. So the first strikeout. Wynn goes down swinging. Sottlemeyer's retired the first six men to face him tonight. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base.
The end of two innings of play. Yankees nothing, Astros nothing.
Moving on to the first half of the third inning here at the Astrodome now.
Yankees nothing, Astros nothing. And now let's hear from Harry Kellis.
Thank you, Dean. Mickey Mantle will lead off for the New York Yankees. He'll be followed by Bobby Richardson and Roger Maris. Mantle has one of the two hits off Kurt Cyril. He singled to lead off the ball game. And the first hit in
an official game here at the Astrodome. Cyril winds the pitch to Mantle as high and inside, ball one.
One ball and no strikes for Mickey Mantle, who has hit 454 career home runs, more than any other active player.
Willie Mays is only one behind him. Mays has hit 453.
Third barrel looked in at Ron Brand. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and that's high with a fastball. Ball two. 2-0 to Mantle.
Mantle, the switch hitter, batting left against the right-hander, Farrell.
Mickey's batting average is higher right-handed, but his home run frequency is higher left-handed. Mantle also leads all active players in career runs batted in. A high foul off on the left-hand side. That ball is out of play and a souvenir for a fan. Great grab up above us, apparently, as the fans down below look up and send out a round of applause for some fan who apparently made a nice play of the ball. Two balls and one strike to Mickey Mantle. Bobby Richardson on deck. No score. We're in the top of the third.
Now in that spin swing, a bounding ball to second base. Joe Morgan scoops, bobbles, recovers, throws to first. It's in time by a half a step. Mantle is out by a half a step. As Dean mentioned earlier, Mantle is still bothered by a pulled hamstring.
Not to let him close, if he had been affected by that, he would have beat it out. But Joe Morgan recovered in time.
Mickey is out of there. That'll bring up Bobby.
Lowry grounded into a fielder's choice his last time up. Hitting 229 this spring, a right-hand batter. Here's the pitch to him. He takes the fastball inside. He has to back away. Ball one. One ball and no strikes for Bobby Richardson. Richardson last year for the Yankees at 267. Set a World Series record for most hits last year with 13. He grounds one to second. Morgan scoops it cleanly. Throws the first, and Richardson is out for out number two. So there are two down in the top of the third. That'll bring up Roger Maris, the right fielder. Maris walked his last time up. Here's Maris, who scores his 61 home run in 1961. He came to the Yankees from Kansas City in December of 59, and a trade in which the Yanks also obtained Kent Hadley and Joe DeMaestri. The Yanks gave Kansas City Don Larson. Here's a pitch, a mighty swing and a miss, strike one on the fastball. Kansas City in that trade got Don Larson, who of course is now a member of the Astros, along with Marv Thornberry, Hank Bauer, and Norm Seaver. Here's the next pitch. The slip pitch is low for a ball, and it's even at 1-1. Two out and nobody out. Top half of the third, and there's no score. A packed house at the beautiful all-new Astrodome. Now Farrell's 1-1 pitch. A high fly ball into center field, fairly deep, but Jim Wynn is back. Pounds the glove, comes in a couple of steps, and makes the catch to retire the side. So the Yanks are down in order in the third. No runs, no hits. There were no Astro errors, and none left on. And after 2.5 innings of play, it remains a scoreless tie. Moving into the bottom half of the third inning, Bob Lillis leads off for the Astros. He'll be followed by Ron Bram, and then the pitcher, Kurt Farrell, to face Mel Stottlemyre. Stottlemyre, 23-year-old right-hander, who was the International League Player of the Year last year. Joined the Yankees in August and won 9 games for the Yanks. The pitch to Lillis is in there with a fastball called strike one. 0-1 to Bob Lillis. No score in the bottom of the third. Mel Stottlemyre looks in to capture John Blanton. Next pitch is grounded foul down the first base side, off the screen in front of the Astro dugout, and bounced into right field where it's chased down by the bat boy, and the count is 0-2. Stottlemyre ahead of the hitter, Bob Lillis. Stottlemyre last year hurled a 7-0 two-hit shutout at Washington on September 26th, and he'll long remember that game because he went 5-for-5 at the plate. There's a high ground ball to third. Clay Boyer has it behind third, throws across the diamond, and Lillis is out of there for round number one. That'll bring up Ron Brand, Astro catcher. Brand this spring, hitting 250 in exhibition games with three home runs, with one home run, rather, three doubles and one triple. Ron, a right-hand batter with one out and nobody on. Stottlemyre winds the pitch to him. There's a little bit low with a slider, ball one. One ball and no strikes to Ron Brand. No score in the bottom of third, the first official game to be played here at the Astrodome. An afternoon game tomorrow against the Baltimore Orioles, the Yankees again tomorrow night. Sunday afternoon against the Yankees, Sunday night against Baltimore. Line drive into right center field, far back goes Roger Maris. He stands there and is going all the way to the fence. Ron Brown is second, so drives the third, the throw comes in, slams, he should have found third, and now holds up the third with his hand up. Of that crowd as Ron Brand triples the right center field. All that went past Maris, rounded off the fence at about the 400-foot mark, and Brand is out of third base with the first Astro hit in the Astrodome. That brings up Kurt Farrell, the pitcher who has cast away his guards. Ron Brand at third base and one man down. Brand took a sweeping turn at third base when Maris missed the cutoff man, second baseman Bobby Richardson. But Tony Kubek was there behind Richardson to take the relay throw, and Brand immediately hustled back to third. He's on a third base with a stand-up triple. No score in the bottom of the third. The Astros with a runner at third and one out. Here's a pitch to Farrell. A ground ball to second base. Richardson holds the runner at third, throws to first, and Farrell is out of there for out number two. Farrell will take a base hit now. It brings up Joe Morgan, the leadoff man, who grounded out second to first his last time up. Little Joe has hit 163 in spring training games, but that is not indicative of the way he has hit the ball. He's hit the ball very, very well.
Joe Morgan, the left-hand batter. Ron Brand at third base. Two men out in the bottom of the third. Al Stottlemyre, the right-hander, looks in at John Blanchard for the time. And the pitch to Morgan is a swing and a miss, strike one on a fastball. 0-1 to Joe Morgan. Morgan, a fast man, was the most valuable player in the Texas League last year. He had 323 for San Antonio. Here's the next pitch to him. It's inside low. Nearly got away from catcher John Blanchard. And the count is even at 1-1. Ron Brand at third base with a triple. That's his second triple this spring. Two men down in the bottom of the third. And there's no score. The Astros with one hit and the Yankees with two. Now the 1-1 offering, swinging a ground ball to first base. Pepitone has it, waves off Stottlemyre, makes the unassisted put out, and that retires the side. Before the Astros, no runs on one hit. There were no Yankee errors, one runner left on. Out of the end of three full innings of play, it's the Astros nothing and the Yankees nothing.
I don't own all the coffee in the world, but I'm certainly going to enjoy a cup of Maryland
Club right now, and I'd like you to turn the microphone over to Lowell Pass. Lowell?
All right, thank you, Harry, and hello, everybody. What a thrill it is. And the pitch goes down to second. Joe Pepitone, the leadoff batter for the Yankees. Then Tony Kubek follows the contract. There's no score in this ball game. Two hits for the Yankees, one hit for the Astros. This is the top half of the fourth inning. Left-hand hitter, Joe Pepitone. Up there, he flies to left field. It's Spangler's first time. He calls time and wants the rosin. And now the fine tar cloth. Yep, those Yankees use the rosin bag and the fine tar cloth also there. Gene, did you know that? No score in the ball game, and certainly so delighted to be numbered among those here on broadcasting baseball from the fabulous Astrodome. A strike call as Farrell brings on the first pitch. That looked like just medium speed stuff. And Pepitone taking all the way through. Joe batting at 207. His bit swung on in a high pop foul. It's the out of play. Souvenir to the lucky fans here in Houston's fabulous Astrodome. That makes, let's see, three of them, doesn't it? Well, that's quite a treasure. That's a trophy.
Take home a baseball from here. And that goes for not only tonight, but for any game that any of you attend.
Oh, end of the wind-up, the rock back to pitch.
Swung on, hit into right center field, deep. And it's not too deep, so back near the very edge of the warning track. Jimmy Wynn is back there, and he gloves it. It's one away.
Well, as we have said all spring, and progressing right along, Jimmy Wynn has shown us some of the best improvement of not only players listed on our roster, but any major league roster. Jimmy Wynn in center field. And all the fans who are here tonight, just ask them about it. If it happens to be a next-door neighbor of yours, your relative, member of the family, just say, how does Jimmy Wynn look in center field? Tony Kubek's about it. Strike call of beauty right down the middle. Kubek flies to center field his first time, hitting at 279 this trip around. He was 283 at the start of the ball game. Six is just a shade off the mark. A little bit outside.
And the count is one ball and one strike. One out, no base runners. New York Yankees at bat here, top of the fourth inning.
Scoreless ball game. Tom Tresh waiting to come up next. Farrell's pitch.
Swung on, hit out into left field high, down near the line. Spangler coming over fast. Can he get it? He's there. He's got it.
Within about a couple of yards of the left field line, Spangler didn't have too much trouble. It was a long run, but plenty of height on that pop. Oh, boy. Fellas, you've heard this on television. But this is the first time you've ever heard it on radio. This game is coming to you in living color. And you just have to be here to see it and believe it. What a beautiful and giant scoreboard up there. I wonder who's going to activate that spectacular. Here's a high pop by Fresh off to the left side to short. Here's the play. Lillard's out there waiting. On that green carpet, he's got it. And it retires the Yankees in order. No runs, no hits, no one left. And there were no errors.
Those of you who happen to be tuned in with those transistor radios down there, just stand around here and
Oh, sort of salute you there with a Maryland club.
Al Spangler leads off, followed by Rusty Staub and then Walter Bond. No score. Let's see if we can get something going. What do you say?
Well, we're up against the defending champs of the American League, the annual champs almost, you can say.
Spangler sitting at 298
over the course of the exhibition season. But we've got five more games to go for the regular season start.
Spangler hits one to the right side. Two there. Base hit.
So, the German ball player drives one through the hole between second baseman Rickerson and first baseman Pepitone.
Base hit to the right side. And that amounts to the second hit that we have picked up off Mel Stottlemyre. And a nice hand as Rusty Staub is announced. Rusty flied out to right field is first trip.
Well, of course, double play depth infield. Shaded off to the right side a bit.
And Stottlemyre pitches down. Rusty swings, drives down to the second baseman.
And Richardson goes down to short, back to first, and it's a double play. Shortstop Kubek covering,
and on the throwback to first, and funniest time for the double play. Richardson, Kubek to Pepitone, 4-6-3, of course. And with two down in a hurry, that brings on Walter Bond. No score in the ball game, and it's moving rapidly along.
Well, a lot of people have asked the question, what sort of a baseball game can you expect to see here?
High-scoring game? Low-scoring game? A no-scoring game. There's a drive out towards left center field.
It's in there for a base hit. Might go for two, could go for three.
The big bomber is digging to second, and he'll be content with a double. Wait a minute, he breaks out the ball just back to the relay man. Goes down to third. So Walter Bond, who pulled up to stop just as he rounded second, then accelerated and spread it on to third as the ball went past
the cutoff man. A double and an error. Error Kubek.
So E6 if you score with it. And there is the first error
of the ball game.
No score. And with two down, Bob Astromani is the batter. Our third baseman has tried to set a field and he's on the appearance.
And Jim Buckley coaches up at third.
Having Bond sail off. A couple of big strides and a half or so.
And he widens it as the stretch is made in the pick, low and away.
Dug out by Blanchard off of the right two-top almost. Jimmy Wynn standing by at the on-deck circle, which is an emblem of our Astrodome. And the baseball is at circle, of course. Orbiting.
Ready? Stottlemyre's pitch. Swung on and missed. And there was big sweeping stuff.
Duke Carmel, an outfielder, and Bob Schmidt.
One of the catchers doing a little loosening up down along the left line.
Duke Carmel and Bob Schmidt for the Yankees.
All right, no score. Astromani waiting the pitch.
Swung on. There's a sophomore hit down the left side. The shortstop. Kubek up with it. Over to first in time. And that retires the side.
Well, almost, but not quite. And for the Astros, no runs with one hit. One left.
There was one error. And so at the end of four innings of play, the Astros nothing and the Yankees nothing. Well, here again at the Astrodome, it's time to batter up. And the leadoff man will be Clayton Boyer for the Yankees. He'll be followed by Johnny Blanchard. And then we'll see, as there is no warm-up activity on the sidelines, Mel Stottlemyre perhaps. We'll have a stand for our station identification coming up after this batter.
All right, here's the pitch now to Boyer. Takes it way up high, ball one.
Cleet came through with a base hit single in the second inning. Boyer batting 286 to start the game, and that rolls the average up to 295. The pitch, low inside, a ball. Now ready? The big right-hander, Farrell, rocks back, shoots, swung on, hit down past third base foul, just out a couple of 3 feet or so. And third base umpire Al Salerno putting on a little spectacular, letting everybody know that was foul.
And I guess the players appreciate that sort of thing. It saves a couple of three, four running steps down the line.
And all the way around. No score in the ball game here at the Astrodome in Houston, Texas. And I know that many of you who did not get to make it out here tonight will be here tomorrow or sometime during the season. Foul up and back. That'll go into the crowd. Well, let's see what color that went into there, boys. That's the coral red, isn't it? Right. That is in the mezzanine. We are on the club level.
This is the third seating level.
One, two, three. Let me count them. We've got six seating levels, nine tiers or levels. Here's a pitch in there for a strike and got him.
call strike three to retire leadoff batter Bullion. While we wait now for Blanchard, let's call for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
You're where the action is on KRLD AM and FM Dallas. The time is 8:31.
First pitch to Blanchard. It's popped up back of the plate, off of the mat. Brand trailing out under it, and Little Ron takes it off to the right of the plate. Gene, let's get an estimate on the distance from the plate back to the screen, the backstop. Let's see, I'll count it. 10, 20, 30, about 35 feet or so, I would say. And likewise, off to the right side, a little more than that to the very leading edge of our dugout. Houston occupies the first base dugout. A lot of people like to be behind the dugout. Well, okay, they are down there. The longest dugout in all the world. Two down, and here's Stottlemyre taking the first pitch for the ball, a little high and away. Nothing and nothing on the scoreboard. Stottlemyre has been up now the second trip to the plate and flagged to center the first time. Swings and hits one down the right field line. Rusty Staub coming, and it goes over just in foul territory. He takes it for the foot out. A high run lost it down the right field line, giving Rusty plenty of time. And so for the Yankees here in the fifth inning, down in order. No runs, no hits, no one left, and there were no errors. Well, the game goes down to the last half of the fifth inning. The Houston Astros, nothing, and the New York Yankees, nothing. All right, Gene, and Jimmy Wynn leads off for the Astros as Mel Stottlemyre goes back to the mound. More action up there. No score in this ball game. The only meeting between these two ball clubs this year, the Astros edged out the Yankees, as you most know, I'm sure. Those of you who follow regularly on our broadcast. I'll say thanks for the nice comments, letters, and cards, and so on. We appreciate them, and we haven't forgotten them. Wynn checks the swing and fouls it off. Jimmy had a notion to give it a good cut that time. Decked the swing is strike one. Wynn struck out his first time at bat. Stottlemyre has allowed only two hits, a triple by Ronnie Brand, a single by Al Spengler. Mel is a low-bone right-hander. Rocks back now and ready to pitch. Turning away from it, high in at the shoulder. Wynn has the count of ball one and strike one. I would say between 45 and 50,000 spectators here tonight. And we've got a doubleheader tomorrow and doubleheader on Sunday, opening game against the Village Monday. Wynn takes breaking stuff low and inside. Many times, of course, it's hard to tell exactly what kind of breaking stuff, so just as long as we keep it just about in the area, I know that you have it. Can't tell sometimes whether it might be a screwball, it could be a sinker. The pitch swung on him, and he had him fishing around out there, trolling around. He was committed already and went on through, and Jimmy gets a little confirmation there from umpire and catcher. I was really fooled on that, wasn't I? Yep. Yes, you were. The count is ball two and strike two. No score. We're in the last half of the fifth inning. Now working. Wynn swings. Hits down the left side. Boyer lets it go down to shortstop Kubek. Over to first base in time. Boyer jumps off of the bench down there. The Astros figure that Wynn might have been safe on that. But the first base umpire, Larry Knapp, is out of there. And it's gone away. Well, he's getting a little bit of needling off of the bench off to the right side. Here now is Bob Lillis. Bobby, bounded by three. Third to first in the
third inning.
Lillis, 318 average. Six. Bob hits down the shortstop. Kubek coming in, and Bob is momentarily then throws in time. Oh, boy, that Pepitone is a classic first baseman, isn't he? Nifty, around the base over there. And just like there's nothing to it.
Now two in a row have bounded off. Short to first. And here is Walter Bond.
Brand, I should say. Brand gets a nice hand because they recall his
demonstration of speed. Being a catcher, he is fleet of foot. And he powered one up the alley in right center,
just about 400 feet away for a triple his first time at bat. That's a strike.
In and over.
Bonnie Brand, of course, has done an outstanding job getting a chance to be regular with our Astros over from the Pittsburgh organization.
All right, here's the pitch. Come on, a hot
into medium deep center field. Tommy Tredd just gliding in under it. He's there and has it for the put out. Well, up and down in order for the Astros here in the fifth inning. No runs, no hits, none left on. There were no errors. And so the team changed sides. The Yankees will give it a try at the plate.
And the score is Astros nothing and New York nothing. right, Gene, thank you. Well, the earthmen down there are taking care of the stores, kind of manicuring the dirt portion of the infield. Nifty job. That was their first try. And they get a round of applause from a lot of the people here. Listen to that.
We, of course, are honored to have the President of the United States, President Lyndon Johnson, visiting here tonight to see the first game ever in the world's first air-conditioned dome-covered stadium. And our governor, Governor John Connally, and many other dignitaries, city and county officials. All right, here's the leadoff batter now. Mickey Mantle, and he swings and misses for strike one. The mighty Mickey Mantle, I recall in 1951, he was coming along from way down in the lower minor leagues, and they said 2 days before the season started, he hitting home runs all over the place, that he couldn't make the team. That one in the deep center field, wind backs up, he's on the warning path, near the wall, jump! Let's see what the umpire's given him. The signal for home run. That'll hit it 406 feet from home plate. And the roar of the crowd. Here it is. And on the deck, screen in center field, as Jeff Hackeye said, when the opposing team hit the home run, it says tilt up there. So the Yankees lead it 1-0. But he tilted the boards on that one. The Yankees lead is Mickey Mantle. In the first game competition here at the Astrodome, gets the first home run, and that's quite fitting, isn't it?
We'll have brought this program to bring you a special weather bulletin from the KRLD Newsroom, John Brooks reporting.
U.S. Weather Bureau has issued this severe thunderstorm forecast for portions of central and south-central Oklahoma, portions of north-central Texas, and that area in Texas does include the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging windstorms are expected this evening from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning in the approximate area along and 60 miles either side of a line from 30 miles southeast of Mineral Wells to 70 miles east-northeast of Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. The north-central Texas portion of the area is bounded by Wichita Falls, Breckenridge, Granbury, Italy, Farmersville, and Bonham. And again, the Dallas-Fort Worth area is included from 9 o'clock until 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. A few severe thunderstorms with large hail and locally damaging windstorms are expected. This Weather Bureau bulletin from the KRLD newsroom.
Harris, Roger Maris, strike one. Maris is looking for his first hit. He's walked and flied to center. And Roger's hitting at 240. Quick swung on and a high pop, very shallow in the left field. Flea goes out from short, and he's in front of Spangler and has it fully out. Lillis goes way on out there and makes a nice run back to haul that one down, looking up over the shoulder. That brings on Joe Pepitone, the real stepper, this Pepitone. Mantle has homered, hitting one just over the barrier into the center field seats to the right of the runway. The first run of the ball game, the first home run ever in the two-team competition here, the opposing team competition, put it that way. There's a drive going way back up into the mezzanine seat foul, and it's a foul strike for Pepitone. Two down, no base runners. Mantle was stroking left-handed against right-hand pitching. Most of you know that. He got his homer. Fastball up high. A ball and a strike. The count for Pepitone and Tony Kubek waiting around. 1-0 Yankees. Fifth inning. And Farrell raising it way up high for the left shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Over for Flea's head. Out to the left of second base. Going in for a base hit. And Pepitone turns and holds on as Wynn makes that throw right back in on top of the bag to Joe Morgan. And that was the reaction you heard from the crowd. That throw from Wynn to Morgan. Base hit, Pepitone. Driving one out there into center field of the left of straightaway. Bringing to the plate Tony Kubek batting left-handed. And he's flat out both times, to center and to left. His first to set. All right, two down, one run across. The man at first. The pitch is high. And Brand turning around, daring the runner, Pepitone, down at first base. Kubek has played in 19 games prior to this evening and has been up 62 times so far this spring. All right, here's Pitt Farrell, a check over the shoulder of the pitch. Swung on him this, and he really breezed past him on that one. Out of way to fire, Nesterk. Ball one and strike one with two down. A 1-0 ball game for those of you just dialing us in.
You have to sit there for minutes and minutes, and passing 5-10 minute mark without getting your score. Well, setting a sign, he's ready. A leadoff at first, Bond holding up against the runner to pitch. Corner hit out to right center, Wynn going over, and Rusty going back. Let's see, Wynn says he's got it. He's got it over the shoulder on the warning track. Hey, a nice running catch out there. All right, the roar of the crowd lets you know about it, and the Yankees get one run. They came up with two hits, had one left on, and there were no errors. We go now to the last half of the sixth inning. The score is the Yankees 1, and the Astros nothing. Well, let's get down to business now. Dirk Farrell will come out and take his turn to the plate as we go for the last half of the sixth inning. Farrell has put up once and hit a smash in the thrown out second to first ground ball. Well, a low scoring affair for those of you just cutting in on your radio sets right now. Here we are with the last of the sixth inning, and it's Yankees 1 and the Astros nothing, and Mickey Mantle smacks one straight away in the center field for a home run. Farrell swings and smashes foul. He was trying to tie this ball game up. Well, when you first come out here, you know, I don't know, people standing around, we wonder, will it fill up? Oh, yes. Just, say, about 10, 12 minutes before the game got underway, you could see that practically every seat was taken, and they sold standing room only space. There's a slider outside, ball one and strike one, and between 45 and 50,000 people are here, and I tell you, they've enjoyed every minute, every pitch so far, without a doubt. But there's so many things to see, and it's truly overwhelming to try to think it over and to describe this one, low and outside. And of course, our business at hand is to describe this ball game, first and foremost. An accurate description with a little color around the edges, right? Good. Ball two and strike one. Farrell is leadoff man. Morgan and Spangler will follow. The pitch. And he takes it inside up tight against the hitter. And it's 3 balls and 1 strike. Hey, what have we got cooking up on the front burner here now, huh? Oh, so many things have been said about this Astrodome. And that is just the beginning. To say that it is utterly spectacular is saying nothing, really. Oh, he got a strike on the inside edge, and Farrell had the bat right straight up in the air almost there. Saying, come on and throw it. I don't believe he can get it across, but he did. 1-0 Yankees, and Stoudemire with a payoff. It is, and it's ball four. He's on. We get what represents the tying run at first base. And Farrell removes the helmet, and let's see what goes as he starts a bit over the right. They're going to keep him in the ballgame as Trinity Mule puts on the windbreaker. King?
Oh, I think it's a tribute. We might mention it right here to Johnny Keene, the New York Yankees, and Mickey Mantle for his staying in the ballgame as long as he has tonight, even though he is suffering from a very bad right leg.
Indeed so, King. Well, this isn't inspiring sort of a thing here. I don't know. This might make anybody get well in a hurry just to come out here. But as you say, certainly 100% true, that we've got to say hats off to Mickey Mantle, Johnny Keene, and all the teammates of Mickey Mantle, those Yankees down there, too. All right, infield up a little bit now for double play ball. Joe Morgan heads it down to the first baseman. Through there. He can't handle it. And it goes into right field. Perfect ball had his glove down, and the ball bounced over. They might score him an error on that one, Gene. Let's see. It is E3 error. Kirk held up at second base. So Morgan got one through. It seemed to bounce just over the glove of Pepperton. He was trying to sort of scoop with his glove off to his right. He didn't get over in front of the ball, and it was not a smash either. All right, Al Spangler. And you can just almost look for the sacrifice bunt. But whether you'll get it or not, well, we don't know for sure. That's another thing, of course, that makes baseball such a great sport, isn't it, huh? You never know what to expect. Many times, the unexpected occurs. Boyer sweeping down from third base. The pitch is hung on. He was swinging straight away and fouled it off at strike one. What about the down in spring training? The first baseman was creeping in, left the bag, you know, in a bunt situation, and the big, strong, muscular, football-type left-hand batter took a mighty home run cut and hit a line drive right past his ear. Boy, it was a run on time. A bunt situation. But now let's see, as Busby has come up and yelled something down to Spangler off that coaching side at third base off of the line. And Boyer Cleet has backed off to the very edge of the infield. That now comes in a couple of strides. Stoudemire working the pitch. And he bunts off down third base. Play. That's what it is there. It's allowed to roll. And it's beyond the line. It's a big hit. catcher Johnny Blanchard has gone out to the mound to talk to Mel Stottlemyre.
And Rusty Staub is up there with Freeman on. Chris Farrell, of course, at third. Joe Morgan at second.
And Spangler getting his second base hit of the evening. This time, punting one
perfectly down third, allowed to roll. And it died in fair territory,
about 4 feet from the bag of third base.
How do you like those apples? All right, here's Stottlemyre. The rock back to pitch. Low and outside for ball one directed.
So the redhead from New Orleans is up there. Pete Mickelson is in the bullpen working now for the Yankees, a right-hander. Mickelson, a one-to-nothing ball game. Yankees leading. Bases loaded for the Astros. And President Johnson up there is on his feet. Let's see. Zolke swings and fouls off the left side. The tension mounts. Oh, you cut it with a knife here. The Astros up against the mighty New York Yankees. The image has been created of the great Yankee baseball team down through the years, and it lives here in all of its splendor, I guess you can say. Honestly, say it that way, in the colorful Astrodome. Even the Yankees are awed by this sight. But right now, we've got a hot game going. Rusty picks low and away. That broke off from a left-hand batter, and it took me a little bit of a... He's turning the ball slightly. It's sort of a screwball delivery. I noticed Paul Richards is up there in the box to greet our president and to pass along perhaps answers to questions that could be put in his direction. And if anybody can answer him, he can, of course. Here's the pitch. Rusty swings and hits it down to the right side. And the knockdown to Pepperton. Throw to second. Tie ball game. Third score. The throw to second. Of course, it's Spangler there. And two runners are safe. It's a 1-1 tie. Houston and the New York Yankees. So Rusty is safe on the fielder's choice. RBI for Rusty. And Walter Bond, the bomber, stepped up. Well, we could go on and on about great things that have been said about our stadium here. And you'll hear some 50,000 people telling you about it tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen and boys and girls everywhere, wait till you come out and see a game here. All right, the outfield set up deep. Infield wanting a ground ball for double play. Let's see what they get. Throw to first, diving back in. Rusty is safe. Close play there. Boy, that Joe Pepitone, he's a fancy dance with that beloved first base, fellas. Just like there's nothing to it, playing that bag over there. All right, here's the pitch down. Rusty. There's one hit down to the left side. Double play ball. Kubek steps on second, throws to first. Got him. So Bond hits into a double play that went sick, stepping on the bag, going down to Pepitone. Kubek to Pepitone, and draw a line under that one, will you? And for the Astros, tying up the ball game, getting one run, and that one little hit pumps and goes 2 men left on there with one error. At the end of 6 innings of play, the score, the Yankees won, and the Astros won. Well, here we are. We've reeled off a 1-1 tie, ready to go. Gene, are you all set to come back? Let's see. A tie ball game, Houston won, and the Yankees won.
All right, Lowell, thank you, and we're all set to move on here now in the seventh. Tom Trace, the center fielder for the Yankees, batting left-handed here against Kirk Bell. A familiar figure has just shown up in the bullpen down the left of your line. He's wearing number 31, an old number 5 for Houston. Todd Deal, he's the pitching coach for the Yankees. There's a very high top foul. Van comes back, gives up on it, goes up into the mezzanine out of play, and it's strike one. Right-hander Hal Renniff is now warming up for New York down the left of your line. Pete Mickelson warming up a few moments ago and stopped throwing. Trash has been up twice, lying to left field, pops the shortstop. Score tied 1-1, top of the seventh. Farrell goes into his windup and the pitch is fastball, the tie it outside. And it's ball one and strike one. Well, the Turk has done a mighty fine job here tonight. He's allowed only 4 hits, and the only run came on Mickey Mantle's 415-foot home run to center field. Here's the pitch now. There's a slip pitch, and Trash is trying to swing front on that one to the right side. Reached out and just got a piece of it foul, and it's 1-2. Cleet Boyer will be up next. He'll be followed by John Blanchard. Turk has struck out only one batter tonight and has given up one base on balls. And at one stage of this game, retired 11 batters in a row. Turk ready again now. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, hopper right side. Little Joe moves over. Morgan scoops it up, goes to Bond. They got him and this one down. Trash bounces out second to first. Mantle's home run broke the string for Turk. Cleet Boyer singled in the second inning, and then Farrell retired 11 men in a row before Mantle hit the seats in center field. Here's Boyer, single in the second, called out on strikes in the fifth. who has been the only Yankee strikeout victim tonight. Score tied 1-1. Houston, New York, top of the seventh inning. And Farrell's first pitch on the way to Boyer. Line drive, Spangler, left field. Al Bach got it. And there are two down. Line drive to left field. Hit right on the nose by Clee Boyer for the second out. That will bring up the Yankee catcher, John Blanchard. Down in the bullpen for Houston out in right field. Left-hander Hal Woodeschick is starting to loosen up. And Hal Renniff in the bullpen for the Yankees off the left side. Two outs. Yankees scored first in the top of the sixth. The Astros came right back to tie it up. Big cut by Blanchard, and he missed it strike one. One strike to count. Actually, there are six levels in the Astrodome as far as seating is concerned, a total of nine altogether. Here's the windup and the next pitch by Turk. Fastball punched over third. He was catching his swing. It's in there for extra bases. Blanchard on his way to second. Spangler makes the pickup in fair territory. And Blanchard slows up and pulls into second base with a stand-up double. Blanchard was checking his swing on that. The ball hit his bat and he popped it right back over third. Well, that's the fifth hit for the Yankees tonight. Gives Blanchard one for three. And brings up the pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Well, the Yankees now lead in hits 5-4. Score tied 1-1. Top of the seventh. Two out, Blanchard on second base. Stottlemyre has flied to center and fouled out Staub in right field. Right-handed batter. Two out, Blanchard on second base. Frankie Corsetti, the third base coach for the Yankees, motions out toward second base to give Blanchard the correct out. Here's the stretch by Farrell now. Not too big a lead by Blanchard off second base. And Stottlemyre took a very late swing at a pitch around the knees of the outside strike one. Boston Red Sox beat the Chicago Cubs today, 7-4, another exhibition game. Chicago White Sox defeated the Cincinnati Reds 8-3. Farrell takes the stretch now. Pitch on the way to Stottlemyre. Very low and outside. And it's ball one and strike one. 1-1 count. Stottlemyre batting with Blanchard on second, seventh inning. Yankees 1, Astros 1. Mantle Sommer, the run for the Yankees. Here's the stretch now. Pitch down the way to Stottlemyre. Strike on the outside corner to me. 1-2 count on the Yankee pitches. Third checks over the sign again with Ron Brand. There have been no lineup changes tonight. 1-2 stretch by Farrell. Line drive, a one hopper through the infield. Base hit, here comes Blanchard. Here's Wynn through the play. They're going to get in. He's out. Beautiful throw by Jimmy Wynn. They not only got him, they had him by 10 feet. Stottlemyre singles in the center field. Blanchard is cut down. Jimmy Wynn to Ron Brand, who retired the side. Six hits off Farrell. No runs, two hits. No errors, one left. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning now. With a score, New York 1, Houston 1. Now time for the seventh inning stretch now as we go into the bottom of the seventh. With a score tied 1-1. Bob Astromonte, Jimmy Wynn, and Bob Lillis will be facing Mel Stottlemyre. Cleveland, San Francisco rained out today. Another exhibition game, Minnesota 2. And the Mets 1. And Philadelphia beat Pittsburgh 5-4. Here's Astro. Fly to center, bounce to shortstop. Right-handed batter. Outfield deep and around the left side. Stottlemyre, 23-year-old right-hander. Throws low, ball one. Howie Paulette, Houston pitching coach, is down to the bullpen with Hal Woodeschick as Woody continues to loosen up. Both starting pitchers are still in, Stottlemyre and Fell. And the start of the seventh inning for Stottlemyre. He's allowed four hits, one run, struck out one and walked one. Here's the pitch to Astro. Strike on the outside corner of the knee. And it's 1-1. Well, tomorrow afternoon, we will have the Baltimore Orioles for you here at the Astrodome. A reminder that there are still seats available for tomorrow afternoon's game of the Orioles. Game time will be 1:30. Here's the pitch now. Swing and a miss by Astro, and Stottlemyre threw it a good pitch around the knee. And it's 1-2. Our broadcast time tomorrow, air time will be 1:15, game time 1:30. The Astros and the Orioles. And tomorrow night, the Yankees again. Sunday afternoon, it'll be New York. And Sunday night, the Orioles. Stottlemyre ready again. The pitch to Astromonte. Low outside, it's 2-2. And And keep in mind the opening of the National League season on Monday night here at the Astrodome, and the opposition will be the Philadelphia Phillies. Nobody out, nobody on. Bottom half of the seventh inning. Yankees and the Astros are tied 1-1. Here's the next pitch by Stottlemyre. High pop-up off the left side. Fleet Boyer moving into foul territory now, about 30 feet off third. He's got it. There's one down. Now before Jimmy Wynn comes on, let's pause for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
And this is KRLD, AM and FM Dallas, where the baseball action is. It's 3 past 9.
Right-handed batter Jimmy Wynn steps on here with one out. Wynn struck out in the second inning and grounded out to shortstop in the fifth on a very close play. Stottlemyre checks the sign with John Blanchard. Here's the windup in the first pitch to Wynn, a right-handed batter. Ground ball hits the third. Boyer right on the edge of the grass. And on over to Pepitell, and there's two outs. Wynn at the first ball pitch, a high ground ball to third to Boyer. Here's the shortstop, Bob Lillis. Lee has not had a hit in this two times. He has bounced out to third and the shortstop. Stottlemyre retired the first seven men to face him tonight before Ron Brand tripled to the seats in right center field. Single by Spangler and a double by Bond in the fourth. First pitch on the way to Lillis, the ball. Astros scored in the sixth on a walk to Farrell. An error on the first baseman Pepitone on Morgan's ground ball. A single by Spangler and a fielder's first ground ball. There's a line drive to second base. Handled easily by Bobby Richardson off the bat of Lillis to retire the side. Three up, three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of seven innings of play, the Yankees won and the Astros won. Mickey Mantle will lead off for New York as we start the eighth, and the Astros now have a new pitcher. Left-hander Hal Woodeschick has come on to replace Kirk Farrell. Kirk did a real fine job tonight, his best showing of the spring, going seven innings, allowing just a home run by Mantle. He gave up six hits, struck out one, and walked one. Mantle now will be coming on as a right-handed batter for the first time tonight against the left-hander Hal Woodeschick. Score all tied up at 1-1. Eighth inning. Left-hander Steve Hamilton is starting to loosen up now in the bullpen down the left field line for the Yankees. Here's Mantle. Two hits and three trips tonight. Singled in the first, homered in the sixth. And in between, he bounced out the second. This is the fourth game in which Woodeschick has appeared this spring. Woody has only four innings under his belt. That is an actual spring competition. Of course, he's seen action in inter-squad games and so forth. Mantle takes it low outside, ball one. Woody has not given up a run in the four innings. He's allowed five hits. No earned runs, rather, but he has allowed four behind him. One walk and one strikeout. Left-hander throws, and Mantle takes it low. Ball two, no strike. First half of the eighth inning. Score tied, 1-1. Woody has the sign again now from Ron Brand. Here's the pitch into Mantle. Tap is off of Mantle's foot, I believe. It just went foul. Brand picked it up off the left side of the plate. And it's ball two and strike one. Brand gets a new baseball now from the plate umpire, Mel Steinen. Spangler left, Wynn center, Staub right. Aspromonte third, and Lillis short. Morgan second base, Bond on third. And Brand the catcher. Ball two, strike one on Mickey Mantle. The left-hander throws again, and Mantle starts to go, takes the strike on the outside corner of the knee. Held up on it. Ball two, strike two. Well, we start playing for keeps on Monday night when the Phillies will be in here at 7:30. Low inside, full count. To Mickey Mantle, three balls, two strikes. Woody is a sinker ball pitcher, and that's what has made him so effective as a reliever. Keeps the ball low in around the knees and forces the batter to hit it on the ground. Half foul off the right side. That leg certainly is bothering Mantle. He doesn't stand in there too well, although actually for Mantle, he has a home run and a single tonight with one bad leg. But he certainly is not controlling himself too well at the plate. I think it bothers him a little bit more batting right-handed. Here's the windup and the pitch now to Mantle. Low ball four, he walks. So Mantle tops down to first, and that's the third time that Mantle has been on in four appearances at the plate. Art Lopez is going to run for it now. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle at first. So Woodeschick has walked the first time to face him. Mantle gets a nice hand. mentioned when we started our broadcast tonight that it appears the battle will be making only a token appearance because of that hamstring muscle injury, but he has just been taken out here in the eighth inning. Here's Bobby Richardson. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first base, and Richardson tried to bunt and he missed it. Strike one. Both Astromonte and Bond coming in from third and first. Two bases on balls given up by Houston pitching now. Farrell allowed one in the seven-inning tee work, and Woodishick has just walked Mantle to lead off the eighth. Roger Maris will be up next. Watching for the bunt again now, and Richardson misses again on the bunt attempt. Really slid up on the handle of that bat that time, and Woodishick throws the fastball right by him. Two strikes to count. Astromonte is backed up a little bit now with a two-strike count on Bobby Richardson. Bond is still holding up on first. Here's the stretch now by Woodishick, and Richardson takes the ball. It's low and inside. And it's one ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. Outfield is fairly well straight away here for Richardson. Staub, if anything, is shaded off the opposite side. They're giving Richardson right center field. Arturo Lopez takes his lead away from first base. Woodishick throws on the way to Richardson. He got him. Ball strike three. There's a sharp curve that caught the outside corner to knees. Richardson has been called out on strikes. He is the second strikeout victim for New York tonight. Both were caught looking. Boyer was struck out by Farrell in the fifth. Here's Roger Maris. One out. Arturo Lopez running for Mantle on first. This score is tied 1-1, top of the eighth. Maris is 0 for 2 officially tonight. Swings and misses the first pitch. Strike one. He walked in the first inning. And it's also a fly to center, popped out shortstop. Runner on first, Lopez. Here's the pitch on the way to Maris. It's a little bit too high. Hector Lopez loosening up along with Hamilton now in the bullpen down the left field line. So Lopez may go into the outfield. He may just keep Art Lopez in there. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a line drive right field. Staub in fast. He got it right at the shoot-top. Double play try. Not in time. The ball got away from Bond. They had him. Good catch by Rusty Staub right off the shoot-top. They almost doubled Lopez at first. But the ball dribbled out as Bond Smith came in on one hop. So they almost had the twin killing on that one, but Arturo Lopez got back in. Sinking line drive to right field, handled by Rusty Staub. Two away, and now here's the first baseman for New York, Joe Pepitone.
Gene, do you have the feeling that I do, that these boys have adjusted both teams away from all the spectacular here and playing the top flight of brand of baseball?
Real nice game to watch. Everything is running along smoothly here tonight, and I think you get sort of engrossed in the ball game, and if it's at all possible, you forget where you are, and that's pretty difficult to do here. Here's the pitch on the way to Pepitone. There's a looper, base hit, left center field. Lopez on his way to third, picked up by Jim Wynn. The throw is back into second base, and Lopez holds up at third. Joe Morgan takes the throw back in from Wynn. So a looping single to left center field off the bat of Joe Pepitone, his second hit of the night. Gives him 2-for-4. Puts Yankee runners on first and third with two men out. And the batter now is the shortstop, Tony Kubek. Ron Brand has called time, and he's going out to talk to Woodishick. Walt Bond over from first base. So there's the first hit off Woody. And he has coupled that base hit with a walk. So the Yankees are threatening here in the top of the eighth in a 1-1 ball game. Arturo Lopez at third base. Joe Pepitone on first, and here's Tony Kubek. All three times that Kubek has been up tonight, he's flied out. Twice to center, once to left. Long stretch by Woodishick. Here's the pitch. Front attempt missed. That's the third front attempt by a Yankee in this inning off the pitching of Woodishick, and they have missed all three of them. Strike one. Two runs have scored in this ball game. Each club came up with a run in the sixth. Lopez comes down off third. Not too big a lead by Pepitone off his left-hander, Hal Woodishick. Here's the pitch to Kubek. There goes the runner down. Brand faked the throw to second, and that'll, he faked the throw to second and then started to go to third. So Pepitone has moved up on the heel of second base. Actually, he got about two-thirds of the way down and then stopped. But he still did not draw Brand's throw. So it's a stolen base for Pepitone. First base open now. Yankee runners on second and third, two outs. And a one ball, one strike count on left-handed hitter Tony Kubek. Center fielder Tom Trace will be up next. Woody takes the full windup now, and the pitch is a good strike on the inside corner to me. Oh, that was a dandy pitch. That's the same pitch that he struck Richardson out on, I believe. Only Kubek, it came inside around the knees, the left-handed batter. One ball, two strikes. Two outs. Pepitone on second. Arturo Lopez on third. Score tied 1-1. Top of the eighth. Wittichick throws again. Now to Kubek. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. Well, the side is retired as Kubek goes down swinging. I don't know whether that was a changeup or not. Woody's been fooling around with that. That's his second strikeout. Three strikeouts for Houston pitching. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two men were left on base. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning now with the score New York 1, Houston 1. We've had a defensive change now for New York in left field. Hector Lopez has taken over in left field for Mickey Mantle. Mantle lifted as Arturo Lopez ran for him, and now it's Hector Lopez in left. Fresh and center, that is right. Here's the catcher, Ron Brand now. Bottom of the eighth inning, score tied 1-1. Nell Stottlemyre still on the mound for the Yankees. Brand has a triple tonight. He picked that up in the third. Ball was hit about 395 feet back into right center field. Brand, a right-handed batter. Ground ball to third. Boyer back for the big hop. Got it. On over to first base to Pepitone, and there's one out. That'll bring up Hal Wittichick. Brand hits the first ball pitch and bounces out to third. Here's Woody now. One out, nobody on base. Wittichick, a right-handed batter. Here's the pitch on the way now. There's a strike around the knees. One out, nobody on. Top of the batting order, Joe Morgan will be up next. Stottlemyre looks over the sign again now from Blanchard. Here's the pitch on the way. There's a ball. It's in too low. Wittichick, the batter, making his first plate appearance. Stottlemyre comes down off the mound. One ball, one strike to count on Wittichick. The official paid attendance tonight is 47,876. Swing and a miss by Woody, and it's one ball, two strikes. 47,876. One ball, two strikes on Wittichick. One out, nobody on base. Here's the windup and the pitch by Stottlemyre. Low and outside, and it's two balls, two strikes. About 3,000 fans are standing tonight to watch this one. The seating capacity, 45,000. Ball two, strike two. Here's the pitch on the way now, and it's a low pitch, low and inside, and it's a full count of three balls, two strikes. This, of course, is the largest crowd ever to see a baseball game in Houston. The previous high was 30,027. Watched the doubleheader against the Los Angeles Dodgers on June the 10th, 1962. Ball four, and what a stick is on. Stottlemyre lost the pitcher, and Woody moves on down to first. That's the second base on balls given up by Stottlemyre tonight, and in both instances, he has walked the pitcher. He walked Farrell in the sixth inning. Largest single-game crowd, watch a game in Houston was 28,669. 47,876 paid tonight. Here's little Joe Morgan now. They're watching for the bunt, and Morgan made no attempt to bunt it. Took a fast strike on the outside corner up around the letters. Now Johnny Keene is sending right-hander Hal Renneth back into the bullpen out in left field. Renneth now warming up again for New York. Woody takes his lead off first base. One out. And the score tied 1-1 last half of the eighth. Here's the pitch to Morgan. Strike two. Boyer watching for a bunt, and Morgan has taken the first two pitches, and he gets behind two strikes. Al Spangler will be up next. Woody hangs close to Joe Pepitone on first now, waiting for Stottlemyre to get set. New York 1, Houston 1. Fine sound again by Stottlemyre. Two strikes on Morgan. And the pitch is inside, just above the knees. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. Haven't done too many threats tonight by either ball club. Yankees scored on Mantle's homer in the sixth. And the Astros came right back in the bottom half to tie. Here's the pitch to Morgan. Swinging a ground ball to Pepitone. Goes down and threw it away in the left field. And Hitting's going to third. Kubek couldn't get it. That'll be an error on Joe Pepitone. He not only threw that wildly, he threw it way, way up in the air. Kubek went way up to try to stop it, but it had to be fielded by Hector Lopez in left field. So on the air, Morgan holds it first, and Woody goes to third. Here's Al Spangler. That's the third New York error tonight. Two of them have been on Pepitone. And the other one was on Bobby Richardson. Here's Spangler now. He has 2-for-3. Both of his hit singles. Boyer, with a left-handed batter up here, is playing into the grass. He is getting his instructions now from Johnny Keene, and after looking in the dugout, he backed up a couple steps. And Keene evidently does not believe that Spangler will punt here. One out. With Woodacek on third, they're not watching for the squeeze too closely. Here's the pitch. Spangler gets a foul ball. That'll be up into the field seats off the left side. Oh, that took a big time. And it's strike one. Yankees evidently figuring here that although it is possible that Spangler might try to bunt one here, that with Woodacek on third, it may be just a little bit remote. But Spangler keeps an eye on Jim Busby, and Boyer is still being cautious about where he plays on third base. Lead run on third. Score tied 1-1, eighth inning. One out, runners on first and third. Spangler lined to center field in the first inning, singled in the fourth, and then beat out that bunt hit in the sixth that rolled dead in fair territory just in front of third. Boyer's just a step in the grass. Now he creeps in again a little bit. Here's the pitch into Spangler. Al taps one back over Stottlemyre's head. Here's the play at the plate by Kubek, and Woodacek is out. A big bouncer over Stottlemyre's head. Kubek played it on a bounce, got it into John Blanchard. And Woodacek is out at the plate. So with two down, Morgan has moved up to second base. Spangler safe at first on the fielder's choice. And Woodacek out short to the catcher. Here's Rusty Staub now. Rusty looking for his first hit. Flied out, hit into a double play, and was safe on the fielder's choice. Staub is 0-3. Infield is back now, playing at normal depth with two outs. Stottlemyre checks his defense, gets up on the rubber now to get his sign. Here's the stretch to look back at Morgan on second. The first pitch in to stop, picked up by Rusty. He gave it a big swing that time, and he misses. Strike one. One strike on Staub. Two outs, two men on. Runners on as a result of a walk and an error on the first baseman, Joe Pepitone. Here's the pitch now to Staub. High pop foul, no play. Boyer chased over, but that goes deep up into the seats, back of the Yankee dugout. And Rusty gets behind here on the Yankee right-hander, two strikes. Well, we hope that you can make it for tomorrow afternoon's game out here. The competition tomorrow will be the Baltimore Orioles of the American League. Game time is 1:30. Airtime tomorrow will be 1:15. Tomorrow night it's the Yankees again at 7:30. Stottlemyre up on stop, two strikes. Spangler at first, Morgan at second. With second base occupied and two out, Al getting a big lead. Pepitone back off the bag. The pitch is way outside. He almost threw it away. And Blanchard made a good save on a high outside fastball. One ball, two strikes. Last half of the eighth. Yankees have out-hit Houston, 7-4, score tied 1-1. Stottlemyre takes quite a bit of time now. He goes back on the edge of the grass, back of the mound. Outfield is pretty well spread away. They're pulling Staub a little bit off the right side. Trace is shaded to right center field.
Saddle wire ready again now. Watch the second base. Here's the pitch into Rusty. Ball outside. Another wide one. Right around the belt. It's two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. Right-hander Hal Lennett in the bullpen for New York. R-E-N-I-double-F Lennett. Morgan takes his lead away from second base. Spangle well off the bag at first with Pepitone deep back of the bag. Kubek fakes to hold Morgan close to second base. Here's the 2-2 stretch. The pitch into Rusty, and he slams one to deep right field. Roger Maris there, though. He's got it to retire the side. Well hit ball by Staub. Hauled in by Roger Maris. No runs, no hits. One error, and two men were left on. We're going out of the top of the ninth inning. With a score, New York 1 and Houston 1. Without a home run being hit at a full house here tonight, they push the button. And the gigantic display across the scoreboard in center field has just gone up. Here's Tom Trice now, ninth inning score tied 1-1, and Hal Woodyshick out for his second inning. Woody gave up a single and a walk. In the eighth inning, first pitch to Trice, bouncing ball at foul. Pacetti tries to field that one and gets by him and goes to the Yankee bullpen. Strike one. Trice now, who also is a switch hitter, as is Mantle, batting right-handed. Against Farrell, Trice was 0-3. Line to left, pops to shortstop and bounced out to second base. Nobody out, nobody on, ninth inning. Here's the pitch by Woody. Ball, low outside. One ball and one strike on Tom Trice. Trice will be followed by Cleet Boyer and then Johnny Blanchard. Woodyshick throws again now, and Trice takes the strike on the outside corner of the knee. One ball and two strikes. 1-2 count. Here's the sound of the windup in the next pitch now. There's a swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Woodyshick, that's his third strikeout. He struck out two in the eighth inning. That's the third strikeout for Woodyshick. Farrell struck out one. That'll bring up the third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Well, we've seen a mighty splendid ball game here tonight. Been a lot of action. One home run, and that hit by Mickey Mantle. One out, nobody on. Boyer's had one hit tonight. There's the ball, and it's a little bit low and outside for ball one. Boyer singled in the second inning, was called out on strikes in the fifth, and lined out to left field in the seventh inning. Woody goes into the windup again. Here's the pitch down. Boyer hits a foul ball right at his feet, and it bounces out into fair territory. And it's one ball, one strike. One count. Bill Lins now has come on as a pinch hitter here for the Yankees. IMZ, right-handed batter, and the first pitch a little bit too high for ball one. One ball, no strike. Lynn's batting for Blanchard. Blanchard, a left-handed batter, has been taken out now on right-handed hitter. Still Lynn's batting for him. There goes the runner down. Swinging a line drive, base hit, right up the middle. Boyer moves to third. Lynn throws back to Joe Morgan at second base. So the Yankees execute the hit and run. As Boyer breaks to second base, and Lynn sends a pinch single right over second base to put Yankees on first and third with only one out. And now we're going to have a pinch batter here for the pitcher, Mel Stottlemyre. Pedro Gonzalez is coming on to hit. Gonzalez now. Pedro Gonzalez. This will be the second pinch hitter for the Yankees, as New York now has put runners on first and third. Lynn singling on a line drive into center field. Trice struck out, Boyer walked, Lynn's test singled. And with this ball game tied 1-1 top of the ninth, the Yankees are threatening. Pedro Gonzalez hitting 182 so far this spring. He has one run batted in and one double. Here's Gonzalez, right-handed hitter. Morgan now trying to get some instructions from the dugout whether to play a little bit in or not. Here's the stretch. first pitch into Gonzalez. Swing and a miss at Wooderschick's fastball around the knees, and it's strike one. One strike in Gonzalez. Left fielder Al Spangler is deep. Boyer on third. Lynn's on first, and only one out. Here's Wooderschick's next pitch to Gonzalez. Foul ball right off of Brand's hand, and it goes back into the base of the screen. And Gonzalez gets behind here, two strikes. Morgan and Lillis at second and shortstop are just a shade in front of double play depth. They'll be trying to cut off the run at the plate here if the ball is hit to them. And right now, Wooderschick out in front of Gonzalez, who's batting for Stottlemyre, two strikes. Here's Woody's pitch now. It's foul ball. Hopper off the right side. So the count holds at two strikes. Top of the batting order, Hector Lopez, who is batting in the spot vacated by Mickey Mantle, will be up next. Houston and New York are tied 1-1. Top of the ninth inning. Here's the stretch by Wooderschick. The pitch to Gonzalez. Ground ball to hold. Lillis goes to second. Out. Double play ball. Got him. Retires the side. Lillis had to go to his right in the hole on that one. He's got Lynch coming down on the throw to Morgan. And the relay to Walfond completes the double play and retires the side. No run. One hit. No errors. One man was left on base. We go to the bottom half of the ninth inning, and the score is still all tied up. New York 1 and Houston 1. We have some changes now for New York. Bob Schmidt is now catching, and right-hander Hal Rennett is on the mound. So those are the changes for New York. Let's pause for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
And this is KRLD, AM and FM Dallas, where the baseball action is at 9:33.
We're on to the bottom of the ninth inning now with a 1-1 tie. And one run will win it for the Astros. Here's Walfond. Doubled into left center field in the fourth inning. Has grounded to first base and has hit into a double play. Walter, left-handed batter, Hal Rennett, first pitch. And Walt hits a foul ball, headed upstairs off the left side. Goes up into the mezzanine section, and it's strike one. One strike on Bond. Rennett for right-handed. This is the seventh game in which he has appeared for New York this spring. He's pitched 13 innings and allowed 8 hits. Here's the pitch to Bond. That's made him dance around right at his feet. Low inside pitch, one ball, one strike. Leonard has walked 5, struck out 4, and has an earned run average of 2.77 through his first 13 innings. 1-1 tie, ninth inning. Bond will be followed by Bob Astromonte and then Jim Wynn. Right-hander throws on the way to Walter now. Ground foul in behind Jimmy Adair coaching at first base. Hops out in the fair territory. And Renup gets out in front of Bond. One ball, two strikes. 1-2 count. 47,876. Paid crowd here tonight at the Astrodome. Monday night will be opening night against the Phillies. Baltimore here tomorrow afternoon. Yankees tomorrow night. Rennett checks the sign again now from Schmidt. Here's the windup and the pitch in, and Bond lined one, base hit in the right center field. Bond makes the turn, picked up by Trey, and Bond holds out with a single. There's a soft liner to the right of Bobby Richardson. And Houston has the lead man on. And here's Bob Astromonte. That's the first hit, of course, off Rennett. The fifth hit for Houston tonight. Yankees have out hit Houston tonight 8-5. We have Emily Tracy with us tonight, Miss Astro of 1965, who was elected last year, you may recall. Now to look over the first. Here's the pitch on the way. Astro bunts one beautifully off the right side, but it goes foul. Started out very good on the grass, but then turned sharply and went foul. So Astromonte's attempt to bump the runner up, foul ball, strike one. Not surprised to find Stan Steritz in command over there. Stanley, you have some good duty there. Emily Tracy here, as I mentioned, Miss Astro, 1965. Emily, nice to have you with us.
And Stanley, you're in trouble.
Astro back in again now. Cleet Poyer in close on the glass at third. 1-1 tie. Houston trying to get Bond around. He has singled to open the inning. One strike on Escalante. Here's the stretch by Rennett. And the pitch on the way. Swings away. Goes back to Rennett. Play back to Kubek. Out at second. Throw double play to Pepitone. So they switched the strategy on the first punt attempt went foul. And then Escalante swinging away is banged into a double play. Back to Hal Rennett.
Pitcher to shortstop at first.
Here's Jimmy Wynn now.
Two outs.
Well, we've had just about everything in this ball game tonight. Some real good defensive plays, the home run. And we've had quite a few double plays. That's the third double play that the Yankees have pulled off tonight. Here's Jim Wynn, right-handed batter, and Rennett's first pitch on the way. And Wynn takes a strike on the inside corner of the belt, strike one. Astros have pulled off one double play tonight, so we've had four in the ball game. Two out, nobody on. Bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch to Wynn. Strike two calls. That was a pretty fair pitch. Just cut away from Wynn on the letters on the inside corner. And it's two strikes. Stottlemyre went to first base for the Yankees. Gave up one run, allowed four hits, walked two, and struck out one. Rennett, two strike pitch to Wynn. Low outside of ball. One and two. Well, it's getting mighty close to that time now when the National League season will be getting underway. Houston's fourth year in the National League. Monday night here at the Astrodome against the Phillies. 7:30 start time. We hope that you fans will come out and see that one. That's the night we start playing for keeps. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Wynn. Fastball, high and inside. Ball two, strike two. Yankee outfield has swung around the left side. They're playing Jim pretty well back. Lopez in left. That's Hector Lopez. Trash in center, Maris in right. Lee Boyer, Tony Kubek, Bobby Richardson, Joe Pepitone on the inside. Ball two, strike two, windup by Rennett. The pitch to Wynn. Swung on, base hit, center field. Trash comes to his left and right center to field the ball. Wynn holds on at first base.
That's all right, Jimmy. Wynn had to dive back into first as Bobby Richardson faked him off.
He cocked his arm as if he were going to go to first base.
And Wynn, who had made the wide turn, dove back in on his stomach. But there was no throw.
Well, that's the second hit in this inning. The first hit, Bond, was erased on a double play ball.
The Astros now picked up their sixth hit of the ball game, two out, and Wynn at first. Here's Bob Lillis. Well, the flea has been up three times without a hit. Grounded out twice and lined out. Here's the stretch now. Throw to first and Wynn gets back in. Joe Pepitone holding up against Wynn on first base. Bob Lillis, there goes Wynn. No, he holds up. There's a tap to third. Boyer backs up. Easy play to second base. Wynn is out there to retire the side. Wynn started the break on that and then held. As Lillis hits a bouncing ball to Boyer at third base. And the play down to Bobby Richardson to force Wynn. And we go into extra innings here tonight. No runs on two hits. There were no errors. One man left on base.
So as our ball game moves on to the top half of the 10th,
the score is still all tied up. New York 1 and Houston 1. Here's the top of the batting order for New York. Top of the 10th inning, Hector Lopez. This is Hector Lopez, first time at bat. He took over for Mantle in left field. Hal Woodicic now starting his third inning. Lopez hitting .311 this spring. One double, no runs batted in. Woody's pitch low inside, ball one. One and nothing. Now this is our 21st game of the spring and our first extra inning game. Lopez starts to go, holds up on a strike on the inside corner of the letters. Ball one, strike one. Bobby Richardson in the on-deck circle, and then Roger Maris. Woodicic throws again. Now low inside pitch to Hector Lopez. And it's ball two and strike one. Score tied 1-1. It's been that way since the sixth. When Mantle homered, and the Astros came right back in the bottom half to tie it up. Ball, no, a call strike up around the letters. So Lopez takes a 2-2 count. Manager Lumen Harris has gone all the way.
with the regulars except for the pitcher. Ground ball foul. He golfed that one into the starts to go in the Yankee dugout back at third. Run down by the third base umpire, Al Salerno, the American League. Ball two, strike two. Nobody out, nobody on base. Top of the 10th inning. Here's the windup by Wittichick and the pitch. Now, Lopez hits a ball that is just outside of third foul. Espermonte makes the play in foul territory. More than 250 news media representatives from throughout the nation are here at the Astrodome tonight. Of course, that's pictures and stories going all over the world. There's a swing and a miss, and he struck him out. That's a pretty good pitch by Woody, a curveball. And Lopez goes down swinging. That probably was more of a slider than a curveball because Wittichick claims he does not throw the curve. That's the fourth strikeout for Wittichick since he came on in the eighth inning. And the first pitch to Bobby Richardson, outside ball one. Richardson has not had a hit tonight in four times. He was called out on strikes his last time up. Little right-handed batter. There's a hard hit ground ball to Lillis on one hop. The lead goes to first, and two men are out. Richardson grounds out short to first. Lillis to Bond, two away, and that will bring up Roger Maris. Yankees have a total of eight hits tonight, six of them off Kirk Farrell in the seven-inning T-work, and Wittichick has given up two. Has not had a hit. He's 0 for 3. First time up tonight, he drew a base on balls. Left-handed batter looks at the soft strike up around the letters. Strike one. One strike on Maris. Yankees and the Astros are tied up 1-1 here in the 10th inning. Maris starts to go and holds up a curveball that broke low and outside. Woody's throwing more soft pitches tonight, and it could be that he may be experimenting a little bit with a changeup. Outfield is very deep for Maris. Two outs. Ball one and strike one. The left-hander throws again now. There's a high foul. This will be up into the seats, back over the screen. And it's one ball, two strikes. $47,876 fans watching this one tonight. And two games here tomorrow. In the afternoon, it'll be Baltimore and Houston. And the Yankees are back tomorrow night against the Astros. Here's Wittichick's pitch on the way. Now, that hit him. Maris is hit in the right arm. I think it got him in the bicep, so above the elbow, and he doesn't seem to be bothered by it and runs down to first base. So Maris is hit by a pitch. Two out, runner on first base, and here's the first baseman for New York, Joe Pepitone. Pepitone has singled his last two times up. In the sixth and the eighth innings, and prior to that, he flied out twice. To Spangler and then to Jim Wynn. Maris takes his lead away from Bond on first base. Pepitone is almost hit. Throw to first base and just back in time. Maris just got back in ahead of the throw by Brandon Bond. Boy, Pepitone had to move in a hurry on that one right up underneath the whiskers. And Brand took advantage of it as Pepitone was out of the way. A left-handed batter, he shot a quick throw down to Bond. But Maris back in time. That's inside again. So Wittichick has hit Maris, the left-handed batter, in the arm, and then the next two, or the first two pitches to Pepitone, have been inside to a left-handed hitter. So Woody now has suddenly got a little bit wild, high and inside to a left-handed player. Brand goes out to talk to him. Two out. Lopez is struck out. Richardson is bounced out. Maris has been hit by a pitch. Score tied 1-1. We're in the 10th inning. Woody has the sign again now. Maris takes a pretty good lead off this left-hander, and Wittichick goes to first. But not in time to get Maris. Left-handed batter, Yankee first baseman Joe Pepitone. Here's the next pitch. Foul ball. That's headed for the mezzanine off the left side, or the second seating level here in the Astrodome. Ball two and strike one. 2-1 count. Outfield is deep for Pepitone, and they're swung around the right side. Maris again away from first base. Here's Wittichick's pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Bob Lewis goes to second to Morgan. Forced on Maris to retire the side. So the Yankees are out on the top of the 10th inning. No runs and no hits, no errors. One man was left on base. Bottom of the 10th inning coming up now with the score still tied. Yankees 1, Astros 1. Bottom half of the 10th inning now, and Ron Brand will lead off for the Astros. And we'll have the pitcher, Hal Wittichick, in the top of the batting order, Joe Morgan. Hal Brand has had the longest hit tonight for Houston, a triple back in the third. Ball was hit around 395 feet or so. Walt Bonds hit the left center field a double, went just about as far. Last two times, Brand has flied out and bounced out. Here's Brennan's wind up in the first pitch, and Brand takes the low and outside for ball one, 1-0. One other night game being played in the exhibition circles tonight. Detroit in the seventh inning, trailing Milwaukee 5-3. Foul ball. Right behind the plate, up and over the screen. One ball and one strike. Brand is not a very big fella, but occasionally will show some power. And he has pretty fair speed for a catcher. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch by Rennett. Brand takes a good fast strike on the outside corner of the letter. And it's one ball and two strikes. Ball game has been tied since the sixth. It's 1-1 here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Rennett ready again now. Here's the pitch on the way to Brand. There's a ground ball to deep shortstop. Beautiful stop by Kubek and the throw in time. Oh, boy. A little bit unconscious on that one, but he made a great play on it, going to his right back in the hole. He struck that glove in just the right spot, and Brand has been thrown out towards the third. Here's Hal Wittichick. But he's been at that only once tonight. That was in the eighth when he threw a base on ball.
Wittichick, a right-handed hitter.
One out, nobody on base.
Rennett has the sign now from Bob Schmidt, and the first pitch into Wittichick is a low outside pitch for ball one.
Woody steps out to read his third base coach, Jim Busby, now. Joe Morgan in the on-deck circle off the right side. Rennett throws, and Woody takes a strike on the inside corner of the belt. And it's ball one and strike one.
Game time tomorrow afternoon, 1:30 against the Baltimore Orioles. Woody hits a foul up into the seats
back off the right side. And he gets behind on Rennett. One ball, two strikes. Hector Lopez in left, Tom Trace in center, Roger Maris in right field.
And Rennett set again now. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Wittichick. Deep section time.
Over the plate but low. Wittichick started to go but held up on it.
So the count moves out to two balls, two strikes.
2-2
count. Stottlemyre went to first base for New York and allowed one run on four hits.
The pitch to Wittichick. Got him that time. That evidently was a slider that broke away from Wittichick up around the letters and caught the inside corner. And Wittichick has been called out on strike.
Now that's only the second strikeout of Houston batters tonight. Jimmy Wynn struck out in the second inning. Wittichick is caught looking here in the 10th inning. Two away, and here's Joe Morgan. Little Joe has not
had a hit, although the last two times up, he has bothered Joe Pepitone.
And he has forced Pepitone to make errors on the last two times that Morgan has hit that way.
That's ball. That's to go, and then held up in time, ball one.
Morgan is grounded out to second base and grounded out to Pepitone unassisted. Safe on an error in the sixth and safe in the eighth on an error. Strike call. Just caught the outside corner above the knees.
Ball one and strike one now on Morgan. Two outs. Nobody on. In the bottom of the 10th inning, and the Yankees and the Astros are all tied up at 1-1. With Morgan, a left-handed batter up here, Boyer's on the grass in front of third. Rennett throws again now, and Morgan takes a very high pitch for ball two, and it's 2-1.
Two balls, one strike.
Rennett now has allowed two hits in the inning and two-thirds that he has worked, and both hits came in the ninth inning.
There's a looper back over Richardson. That base hit in the right center field. Tom Trice makes the scoop up on it, and Morgan holds him to first with a single.
That's the third hit that Renneth has given up. Houston's seventh hit. The Yankees now lead by one in that department, 8-7. Here's Al Kramer. Well, Al has had two hits tonight. One of them was a bunt to third. Now he's up here with two down and Morgan on first. Time is called as Renneth is going to tie his shoe.
Spangler, left-handed batter.
One home run in this game by Mickey Mantle.
Batting left-handed on Turk Farrell. Hit one into the center field seat. Here's the stretch. A lob throw to first by Renneth. And Joe Morgan gets back in.
And a quick throw back over this time to Pepitone, and Morgan again back in there. Got real gusto and a great light beer. Got Schlitz. Morgan edges away from first. Got to watch him over there. There he goes. There's a swing and a miss. A throw by Smith, and they did not get him. Stolen base.
Two back over to cover on Smith's throw, and Morgan just beat him in.
That's the fourth stolen base for Morgan this spring. He has tried four times. Now the Astros have the winning run in scoring position with two outs. A good solid base wrap here now by Spangler would mean a victory. Al has two for four. Morgan possesses great speed. He stole 47 bases last year in the Texas League. Doesn't take too big a lead. Kubek is shaded around on him to hold him close. Renneth, pitch on the way to Spangler. There's a fly ball left field. Hector Lopez coming fast. Foul tip. Oh, look at that tip. Sweet fire. Sweet up in the air. Actually, he had overrun the ball. And it retires the side. Boyer, with his back to third base, actually reached high over his head and behind him to spear that one. And Houston has been retired here in the 10th inning. And Spangler fouls out to the third baseman, Cleet Boyer, down the left field line. No runs in the inning on one hit. There were no errors. One man was left on base. Our ball game moves to the top of the 11th inning now and still tied. Here's the pitch to Kubek. Just missed outside of the knees, and it's one ball and one strike.
Score tied 1-1 as we play ball in the top of the 11th inning. New York and Houston.
Quite a ball game for the opening game in the Astrodome.
There's a ball, though, outside.
Ball two and strike one on Kubek. Kubek has struck out once tonight. Wittichick struck him out in the eighth. And the other three times, he's flied out. Twice to center and once to left.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Hopper to first base. Bond comes in, makes the play easily at first, unassisted, one down. So Tony Kubek opens the 11th by grounding easily down the first base side to Walt Bond. That will bring up the center fielder, Tom Trache. Trache, a switch hitter, is batting right-handed. Trache is 0 for 4 tonight, and Wittichick also struck him out in the ninth inning. Pete Mickelson is starting to warm up again for New York down the left field line. Ball is outside.
Outfield is deep for Trache.
And they're playing this right-handed batter to pull. One out, nobody on. Al Wittichick, southpaw. Here's the pitch into Trache. A little bit outside of the knees. Ball two, 2-0. Woody now is now in his fourth inning. This is his longest string of the spring. And he's given up two hits. Pitch to Trache, fouled off. Hopper off the right side of the plate. Actually, Wittichick now is on the verge of pitching as much tonight as he had in any of the previously regularly scheduled spring games. Ball two and strike one on Tom Trache. Foul ball.
That hits the guy wires holding the screen and then popped up into the seats behind the plate. Ball two, strike two.
Well, it has been quite a night for the opening of the Astrodome here this evening. And it's not over yet. We have a 1-1 ball game in the 11th.
There's a high fly ball, deep left field. Spangler back in the track, way back in the corner. He's got it. Ball hit about 335 feet down the left field line. And a mighty, mighty high one as Trache has flied out two away. first, Pete Boyer.
Boyer has one of the eight Yankee hits tonight, a second inning single,
and on the official side has one for three. Called out on strikes,
lined out, and the last time up, Wudashek walked him.
Pete Boyer, right-handed batter. And Wudashek's first pitch to him is a swing and a ground ball to third.
Astros' first chance tonight.
There's a throw to first. They got him. Two retire the side. Three up and three down.
No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. At the end of 10 and a half innings of play, New York won, Houston won.
Hector is not in the plans, of course, as a startup in New York, but a good man to have around, as is John Blanchard, both good utility men. There's a foul ball that's fielded by Vern Benson, the Yankee starts at first. He shoots it back out to Wudashek. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, as we watch the amazing things that have happened here tonight in this amazing palace, you sort of look on to when the thing could suddenly be transformed. Oh, Woody, watch that one. He really threw that one away. That pitch slipped completely out of his hand. And it hit about 30 feet back over Ron Brand's head up against the screen. Ball two and strike one. All the field seats here, 10,000 of them, can be moved around to position in for football. Here's the pitch on the way to Hector Lopez. Very low in the dirt. The ball two and strike one. Woody has given up two bases on balls and really has had only one wild swing. That was in the 10th inning when he hit Roger Maris and then got behind on Joe Pepitone, but he quickly settled down. Now he's behind on Lopez, three balls, one strike. Caught the inside corner. Lopez thought he had himself a walk on that one, but Mel Steiner said no, and it's a full count of 3-2. Two out, nobody on base. Should Lopez get on, Bobby Richardson will be up next. Wudashek winds again. The 3-2 pitch, fly ball, center field. Jimmy Wynn barely moves for this one. Couple steps to his right to retire the side. Three up and three down. So Wudashek now has retired seven batters in a row since he hit Maris in the arm in the 10th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go now to the bottom half of inning number 12. The score, New York 1 and Houston 1. Last half of the 12th inning now, we have a new pitcher for the New York Yankees. Right-hander Pete Mickelson has come on to take over for Hal Renneff, who was listed for a pinch batter. Jimmy Wynn will lead off. He'll be followed by Bob Lillis and then Ron Brand. Mickelson spells his name M-I-double-K. E-L-S-E-N, Mickelson. This will be his seventh game this spring. He's pitched 16 innings, allowed 9 hits, and has a real good ERA of only 1.13 for 9 innings. 13 strikeouts in 16 innings and 6 walks. He's pitching like he's trying to make the starting staff here for the Yankees this spring. Here's Jim Wynn. He singled his last time. Right-handed batter, first pitch, low ball one. Wynn has had 1 for 4. He's grounded out twice and has struck out once. Nobody out, nobody on base. Bottom half of the 12th inning in this ball game is tied 1-1. It's been that way since the 6th inning. Wynn checks. It was in there for a strike on the inside corner of the belt, 1-1. Mickelson stands 6'2", weighs 215 pounds, and a native New Yorker. Last year with the Yankees, he won 7 ball games and lost 4. Came up through the Yankee system. Here's the pitch now. Fly ball. Big cut on that one by Wynn, and he bounces it right at his feet. One ball, two strikes. Bob Lillis has moved to the on-deck circle off the right side. Manager Johnny Keene now has used 3 pitchers tonight. Mel Stottlemyre went 8.
Last half of the 11th inning, and Rusty Staub will lead off, and before he steps in, let's pause here for station identification. This is the Astros Baseball Network.
And this is KRLV, AM and FM Dallas, where the baseball action is. It's 1 past 10.
We have 2 pitchers warming up now. As I mentioned, for New York, right-hander Pete Mickelson down the left field line, and now right-hander Claude Ramon has started to warm up for Houston down in right field. Here is Rusty Staub. Bottom of the 11th, score tied 1-1. Rusty looking for his first hit. His 0-for-4. Rusty slide out twice to Roger Maris in right field. Has hit into a double play. And was safe on a fielder's choice. Hal Renneff, a right-hander, throws the first pitch to Staub. Strike called on the inside corner at the belt, strike one. Mickey Mantle homered in the 6th. And the Astros tied it up in the bottom half. That's where she stands right now, 1-1. Rennett's next pitch, foul ball, just underneath Usher in the mezzanine section. And Trout is down on Rennett here, two strikes. Center fielder Tom Trash is over in right center field for Staub, but Hector Lopez in left, not throwing around too much on him. Rennett's next pitch now. There's a high top foul. This will be out of play also. Back up and over the screen. Up, it hits the top of the screen and then bounces into the seat. That was an easy play for that fella. He took it on the back. Two strikes. Rennett has a new baseball now and roughs it up a little bit. Rennett has a sign again from Bob Schmidt. Here's the windup and the next pitch to Rusty. Swing and a foul ball. Just got a piece of that one, so Rusty's still in there. Schmidt couldn't hold on to it. Kirk Farrell, of course, threw the first pitch tonight, and time was called after the first pitch to Mickey Mantle, who opened the stadium with the ball, and then was handed over to the president of the National League, Warren Giles. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Rennett came with a good fastball up around the letters. One out now, and that'll bring up Walt Bond. That's the second strikeout for Rennett, the third for Yankee pitching. Bond has 2-for-4, a double and a single. Incidentally, that first pitch thrown tonight by Farrell is going to the Hall of Fame at Cooperstown. Here's the pitch into Walter. Ground ball, first base side. Easy play for Joe Cepetone. Unassisted, Bond has found it out. And they're two away. Well, here's Aspromonte now. Astro is 0-for-4. Ken Smith, the Hall's Hall of Fame curator, will accept that baseball from President Warren Giles. Well, two out, nobody on. Astro has flied out, grounded out twice. Once to get into a double play. And is fouled out. Outfield remains deep and around the left side. Here's the pitch on the way by Rennett, and Astro checked his swing on a curveball that broke down and away, and it's 4-1, 1-0. That Detroit-Milwaukee game is over, and the Braves won it tonight from the Tigers, 6-3. Staub is struck out. Bond is grounded out. Astro takes a fastball, low and inside. Ball two and no strikes. This is the third inning for Rennett. Wodeschik now has pitched four innings in relief of Turk Farrell, and Mel Stottlemyre was the starter for New York. Here's the pitch to Astro. High top foul out of play, headed for the seats off the right side. The highest that any of the foul balls have reached tonight has been the second seating level here, and as I mentioned earlier, there are six seating levels. It'll take a pretty good poke to get up too much higher than that. Rennett set again. Now, 2-1 count on Astro. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Way back in the hole. Kubek goes to first. Lots of time. Astro is out to retire the side. So three up and three down, and that ends 11 innings. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Still all tied up here at the Astrodome. The Yankees won, and the Astros won. Well, we're on to the 12th inning here now in a 1-1 game, and catcher Bob Schmidt will be the leadoff batter. Both runs came in the sixth inning tonight. Schmidt actually is not on the Yankee roster. And, of course, it's not necessary for the ball clubs to pare down to the season's opening 28 until Monday. Here's the pitch. Schmidt, a right-handed batter, takes a strike. Strike one. This is only the third game in which Schmidt has appeared. He's been at bat only three times. Has no hits and has struck out two of the three times at the plate. Strike on the inside corner above the knees. One ball, one strike. On the lead batter for New York. Top half of the 12th inning. Here's Wodeschik's next pitch now. Low and outside. Ball two, strike one. Both bullpens are still occupied with right-hander Claude Ramon loosening up for Houston and right-hander Pete Mickelson for New York. Wodeschik throws again now, and there's a curveball. He got him on that one, and he struck him out. That was a very bad pitch as far as Schmidt was concerned, a good one for Woody was very low and inside. Breaking ball that Schmidt struck out on. So there's one down now. That's the fifth strikeout for Woodishick. This by far is the best that Woody has looked this spring. And I might mention again the best that Farrell has looked in the seven innings that he worked tonight. Ross Machito is coming on to pinch hit now for the pitcher Hal Rennett. Machito is a first-year player. He spells his name M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-O. M-O-S-C-H-I-T-T-O, Machito. He's an outfielder and has played quite a bit in center field this spring for the Yankees. Machito now batting for Rennett. One out, nobody on base. So we'll have a look at Pete Mickelson in the bottom half of the 12th inning. Pitches outside of ball. Ball on. One and nothing. Hector Lopez, the top of the batting order for the Yankees, will be up next. Here's the next pitch by Woodishick. Ground ball to the shortstop, Bob Willis. Big hop for the flea, and the throw to first in lots of time. Machito has bounced out, two away. Willis to bond. Here's Hector Lopez to replace Mickey Mantle in left field. Mantle, bothered by a hamstring muscle injury to his right leg, did play through seven innings tonight. Lopez has been up only once. In the 10th inning, he struck out. And it was Woodishick who struck him out. Woody's been pitching since the 8th. So he is in his 5th inning. This may be his last. Here's the pitch now. Ball outside. Ball one. Hector Lopez, right-handed batter. Hector is not in the plans, of course, as a startup in New York, but a good man to have around, as is John Blanchard. Both good utility men. There's a foul ball that's fielded by Vern Benson, the Yankee coach at first. He shoots it back out to Woodishick. And it's one ball and one strike. Well, as we watch the amazing things that have happened here tonight in this amazing palace, you sort of look on to when the thing could suddenly be transformed. Oh, Woody, watch that one. He really threw that one away. That pitch slipped completely out of his hand. And it hit about 30 feet back over Ron Brand's head up against the screen. Ball two and strike one. All the field seats here, 10,000 of them, can be moved around to position in for football. Here's the pitch on the way to Hector Lopez. Very low and in the dirt. And it's ball three and strike one. Woody has given up two bases on balls and really has had only one wild swing. That was in the 10th inning when he hit Roger Maris and then got behind on Joe Pepitone, but he quickly settled down. Now he's behind on Lopez. Three balls, one strike. Caught the inside corner. Lopez thought he had himself a walk on that one, but Mel Steiner said no, and it's a full count of 3-2. Two out, nobody on base. Should Lopez get on, Bobby Richardson will be up next. Woodishick winds again. The 3-2 pitch, fly ball, center field. Jimmy Wynn barely moves for this one. Couple steps to his right to retire the side. Three up and three down. So Woodishick now has retired seven batters in a row since he hit Maris in the arm in the 10th inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We go now to the bottom half of inning number 12. The score, New York 1 and Houston 1. Last half of the 12th inning now, we have a new pitcher for the New York Yankees. Right-hander Pete Mickelson has come on to take over for Hal Renup, who was lifted for a pinch batter. Jimmy Wynn will lead off. He'll be followed by Bob Lewis and then Ron Brand. Mickelson spells his name M-I-K-K-E-L-S-E-N, Mickelson. This will be his seventh game this spring. He's pitched 16 innings, allowed 9 hits, and has a real good ERA of only 1.13 for 9 innings. 13 strikeouts in 16 innings and 6 walks. He's pitching like he's trying to make the starting staff here for the Yankees this spring. Here's Jim Wynn. He singled his last time. Right-handed batter, first pitch, low ball one. Wynn has had 1-for-4. He's grounded out twice and has struck out once. Nobody out, nobody on base. Bottom half of the 12th inning in this ball game is tied 1-1. It's been that way since the 6th inning. Wynn checks. It was in there for a strike. On the inside corner, the belt 1-1. Mickelson stands 6'2", weighs 215 pounds, and a native New Yorker. Last year with the Yankees, he won 7 ball games and lost 4. Came up through the Yankee system. Here's the pitch now. Foul ball. Big cut on that one by Wynn, and he bounces it right at his feet. One ball, two strikes. Bob Lillis has moved to the on-deck circle off the right side. Manager Johnny Keene now has used three pitchers tonight. Mel Stottlemyre went eight. Hal Rennett pitched three. Here's the 1-2 pitch to win. Very low outside. And Schmidt had to move fast to stop that one down and off the right side. And it's ball two, strike two. Claude Raymond still warming up for Houston down the right side. If we get a man on, we'll probably have a pinch hitter for Woodishick. I think Woody's pitched as much as he's going to tonight anyway. Here's the pitch to win now. Ground ball back in the hole. Beautiful stop by Kubek. Throw not in time. Well, I'll say one thing for the left side of that Yankee infield tonight. They have been magicians. That ball actually bounced off Boyer's glove, and then Kubek backhanded it. Still made the play to first base, but no way to get Wynn, who packs good speed. And Wynn now has his second hit tonight. That gives him 2-for-5. That, of course, is the first hit off Mickelson. The hits are all even now. Runs even 1-1. Hits are tied up 8-8. Now they're watching for the punt off the bat of Bob Lillis. Nobody out. Wynn on first base. Cleet Boyer moves in from third. Here's the stretch by Mickelson. First pitch to Lillis. Pitch out. Nobody goes anywhere, though. Wynn was not going. Schmidt called for a pitch out on the first pitch to Lillis, as both Pepitone and Boyer broke in. Lee is 0-for-4 tonight. Grounded out twice, lined out, and was safe on the fielder's choice. Mickelson checks the sign again with Schmidt. Lillis trying to bunt Wynn down to scoring position. Here comes Boyer in from third. High inside pitch. Lillis was squared around to drop one down, but Mickelson's pitch was up around the head, and it's ball two, no strike. This is the bottom of the 12th. Score tied 1-1. 47,876 watching this one tonight. That's about 3,000 over capacity. Boyer in close to third again now. Wynn takes his lead off first base. Here comes Boyer. Here comes Pepitone. Lillis takes a strike on the inside corner of the knees. Possibly the take was on there. Pitch was in around the knees. Lillis was down to bunt it, but he didn't offer it. There's nobody out, and Ron Brand, the catcher, will be up next. Ball two, strike one. Boyer about 25 feet in front of third. Here comes Pepitone pulling away from first base, and Pepitone quickly ran back as Mickelson shot the ball over to first, but no chance to get Wynn there. Boyer still in close to third. Ball two, strike one on Lillis. Wynn takes the big lead. He goes off just about as far as... There goes Wynn down, swinging a ground ball foul. Oh, almost got it by Boyer. But it was fouled by quite a margin, in between Jim Busby and third base. So Wynn was breaking on a hit and run there. And it's ball two and strike two. Wynn with good speed on first base and nobody out. This will take off the bunt situation now, pretty much, with a two-ball, two-strike count on Lillis, so Boyer is backed up now, and he's just about even with third. They are not expecting the bunt here with two strikes on Lillis. Wynn away from Pepitone on first. Pepitone sneaks over in the grass now. Here's the pitch, and Lillis did bunt, and he strikes out. Fouled it off back into the screen. So he took the gamble there. Very rarely do you see a normal batter in the order bunt on the third strike. But they thought the percentages were good there, with Lillis a pretty fair bunter, but he just couldn't come up with it, and he bunted foul and struck out. Mickelson's first strikeout, that's the fourth strikeout by Yankee pitching. One away now with Wynn on first, and here's Ron Brand. Brand has 1-for-4, he tripled in the third. Fly to center, the last two times up, he's bounced to Boyer and to Kubek. And Wynn takes the big lead away from Pepitone on first. Stretch by Mickelson. He draws the throw. He'll get a few throws over there with that lead. But Wynn has no trouble getting back in. Ron Brand, right-handed batter. Score tied 1-1, bottom half of the 12th. Another throw to first. And Wynn again back in. Jim Beecham has moved to the on-deck circle. He'll pinch bat for Hal Wittesick, so we'll have Claude Raymond on in the 13th of this ball game is continuing. One out. Wynn breaks and then stops. Brand fouls it off. A hopper into the Yankee dugout. Back to third. And it's one strike on the Houston catchers. Mickelson got a new ball from Mel Steiner. Doesn't like it and asked for a new one. Stottlemyre, in the eight innings that he worked for New York tonight, allowed the one run. Gave up four hits. And Rennett did not allow a run. Pitched three innings and allowed three hits. and Mickelson is given the one hit in this inning, his first on the mound for New York. Wynn again takes the big lead away from Pepitone. There he goes. There's a swing and a miss, and Smith doesn't get the throw away. Stolen base. Smith juggled that ball. He didn't have a good grip on it. Just as he cocked his arm, it slipped out of his fingers. Although he held it, he could not get the throw away. So Wynn gets the stolen base. That's the second Houston stolen base tonight. Morgan stole in the 10th inning. So for the second time in extra innings now, Houston has the winning run on second base. One out. And a two-strike out on Ron Brand. Here's Mickelson's pitch. Brand swings and he misses. Lost the bat and struck him out. The pitch that Wynn stole on was a beauty of a changeup that really fooled Brand. Nellie Fox is going to bat. They had Beecham in there, but now they've called on Nellie Fox. Two strikeouts in a row here for Mickelson. That Jim Beecham in the on-deck circle, and I assume the move here is that he was hoping for an extra base hit off the bat of Beecham, who hits with power, and now with a winning run on second, he's put in Nellie Fox. Here's the pitch by Mickelson. Swing and a miss. Cut ball. And it's one strike on Nellie. Nellie has seen very little spring action. This is only his fifth game. He is 3-for-12, a batting average of .250. He has one run batted in, and Nellie has one triple. Little left-handed batter. Mickelson throws. Fouled off the left side. So Mickelson quickly gets out in front of Fox. Two strikes. Wynn on second base. He represents the winning run. Last of the 12th. Score tied 1-1. Outfield, of course, is shallowed up, and they have that very familiar Fox shift on. Fresh in left center field. Lopez shaded toward the left field foul line. And Maris shaded over into right center field. Nellie back in again now. 0-2 count. Two outs. And Mickelson takes a quick check on Wynn at second base. Here's the pitch, and Fox lost one to center field. And the ball game is over. Here's the throw. And Houston wins. 2-1. Well, Nellie Fox has delivered with a looping single to center field. Tell you one thing, Kubek just about came up with another sparkler. He didn't miss catching that by very much. Wynn scores, and Fox is a pinch hitter, is wanted here in the 12th inning, 2-1. In the 12th inning, one run on two hits. There were no errors. One man was left on base. And the final score here tonight, now the Astros winning this one tonight by the score of 2-1. Oh, what a ball game this was. For Houston, two runs on nine hits. No errors. And 8 men were left on base. For New York, one run on 8 hits. The Yankees committed 3 errors tonight. And the Bombers stranded 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 in this 12-inning ball game. The winning pitcher is Hal Widdishick. And the losing pitcher is Pete Mickelson. The official paid attendance here tonight, 47,876. And the time of the ball game was 2 hours and 35 minutes. Well, fans, that wraps up our play-by-play story here tonight with the Astros winning over New York by the score of 2-1. This evening's game has been brought to you by the Joseph Schlitz Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Longview, Texas, and other cities. Schlitz, the beer that made Milwaukee famous simply because it tastes so good. By Maryland Club Coffee, the coffee you'd drink if you owned all the coffee in the world. Maryland Club, served everywhere in the Astrodome. And by Silky Smooth Lovera, the great state, great cigar. You can't get them hardly anywhere but Texas. Now this is Gene Elston with a reminder to stay tuned for a recap of the game. We'll have an interview for you and a roundup of all the other activities in baseball, all on the Astros Wrap-Up Show.